Say something to the people, Duchess.
Hello.
The Veteran Gamers Podcast is not for children, okay? So if you're listening and you're under the age of 18, turn the f***ing show off, you piece of shit.
Stand by for pre-show banter.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
What?
What's up?
We're early.
Just say.
Recording in progress.
Hey, Rosa, get me something to drink. Make
beer.
It snappy.
Beer.
All right, are we ready to start?
I think so.
Oh, my God. What's going on? Okay, yep, it's fine. We'll go.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's start the motherfucking show, bitch.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Guard your ears.
Welcome, y'all, to the Veteran Gamers. Juju, Ginny, all the fellas will tell you about every single game that you play this week.
We're not giving you money.
Reviews and an indie pick. Stu story time and Ginny's game breakers. Here comes Duke with the soundbite savior.
What's that weird cat?
It's the Veteran Gamers.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshole.
Okay, then.
Bitcoin ain't nothing but soybeans on the computer.
Hello and welcome to episode 745 of the Veteran Gamers Podcast.
Yeah, 745. What's up, people? I'm Duke.
I'm Stu.
And Chinny.
Shouting at Jacinta as soon as we start the podcast. They want me to shut up, so I'm going to have to talk fast. Maybe I'm a Swiftie. I can't really say yet when it comes to games. However, yes, I am a vet. I see on this week's show. Silly parodies of songs you know. Stuart, Chinny, and me. The stream is a go. Let all your friends know.
What the hell is going on?
In the middle of the show, Veteran Gamers. You should hear the shy we talk with the players. Yeah. In the Twitch and YouTube streams with 6 viewers. Yeah. You know we're gonna whinge and whine. We're just wasting time. Are you ready for us?
What the bloody hell is
I enjoyed
that?
It.
People
I enjoyed
know.
It.
People out there will know. It's okay. Don't worry if you don't know. Someone out there will know.
Oh, I don't know.
It's okay. Cool people know.
I have no idea.
Anyway,
so what's happening? What's happened?
Something's happening.
Something's definitely happening in your world.
Yes.
What the
something's
hell?
Happening.
Yeah, it's
something's
been a good Sunday.
Happening.
That's what.
Wow, what's happening? Come on, next play. Yeah, what's going
just
on?
Just a day off. We took the plastic off the windows. We got a breeze coming through. Put the screens
wow.
up. I cleaned the screens. Went out for brunch. Taking
brunch,
it easy.
Nice.
Having a
what
good
did
day.
You? What did you have?
Yeah.
Smashed avocados. What did you have?
Eggs Benedict.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's good. We got a spot near us. They do it upright.
Good. No, it's good. Do you like a runny egg then? Do you like runny yolk?
Yeah, I know you don't. Whatever. Hater's going to hate.
Same. I just want to feel ill. Anyway, how are you, Chinny? All right.
Yeah.
All right. You had a busy day, done out exercising.
Cut the lawn.
Oh, no, it's that time of year. I think that's it. We've been gardening today, but we potted some shit up and got some new plants in
what
the garden.
I've had to do it with the full-on mask on.
Oh, because of the hay fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question, because, yeah, did it help?
Well, I haven't got hay. I'm not sneezing, am I? So.
Well, that's good.
I guess so.
That's good. But yeah, I was going to ask you, you've got a big-ass garden now, haven't you? It's not the smallest of gardens, that garden of yours.
Put it this way, I mowed for about 2 hours and I didn't do it all.
So are you on a sit-on? Are you on a big one?
No, I'm not
a sit-on. Have you literally just got a little fly mow? What's happening?
I went into the garage and I went, right, do I even have a lawnmower? That's a start.
Oh my God.
And then I went into the garage and I went, oh, I've got a leaf blower. I mean, it's not a lawnmower, but it's close.
If you blow the grass hard enough, it'll just fly off.
It'll fly off. But I do have a lot of bloody leaves in the garden, so I started with that. And then I did have a lawnmower. And now this lawnmower has served me well when I had a my previous house, but I didn't have a lot of grass in my previous house.
No, this is a big lawn, isn't it, Dan?
This lawnmower was looking at me going, what the fuck are you doing to me?
You're kidding me. You're fucking
kill me.
Every,
kill me.
Every like 2 minutes I had to empty it, and it kept on getting stuck and blocked, and it was just fucked. Basically.
He's already dead.
You need one of two things, Chinny, in this situation.
Well, I'm going to get one of the two things you're going to suggest, I think.
So one of them is a sit-on lawnmower, because obviously it's a big ass. And the other one is just somebody else to do it.
No, I did do that. But the problem is, now I hope that he doesn't listen to the show. He definitely doesn't, but we did have a gardener. And
he sucked ass.
Was he a bit shit?
He wasn't a bit shit. No, he did it. He did it. But he just wouldn't leave.
What do you mean he wouldn't leave?
Like, he just kept going. At one point, I said to him, like, he mowed the lawn and he was just trimming hedges and stuff like that. Right? And there's a lot of stuff to trim down and everything. And I just said, like, at one point, I said, just stop doing it. Like, the lawn is the main concern. And he was like, no, you know. And he was really cheap as well. But he just wouldn't leave, and he was a bit weird and strange.
I just feel like this sounds like a good deal.
And desperate.
Yeah.
But like then I found out
that good thing that he's lonely and desperate. That's a bad thing.
I found out that he had like a full time job, like a proper job. He was like a civil engineer. He did gardening on nights and weekends, and he cleans windows and gutters. I'm like, and he's got two kids. And a wife. I'm like,
maybe he hates his kids
home.
And his wife. He wants to just
go home.
I like the plants. I want to spend more time with the plants.
This sounds like a win-win.
No,
I mean, he can do everything. He can do everything for you.
No,
windows, do
at
your
a certain
garden.
Point, you want him to fuck off.
And he's cheap. Yeah. I mean, hell, what more can
it's
you
the
ask
magic
for?
Word for
yeah, cheap,
ding,
man.
Ding, cheap.
I'll just put away anything.
He would block the drive, and you can't leave the house, and. Oh, it's just like, I can't settle.
What, did
you
he
know what
force
I mean?
You to stay there, did he?
Yeah.
You're not just, leaving the house.
Oh, God, just leave, man. I feel like I can't settle down if somebody's in the garden. Like, you know, I feel bad,
well,
you
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Like, you know, so I'm constantly
you're
like...
workers to do work. Same with our plow when they come to clear our driveway. He'll shovel off, like, we got like three steps leading into the house, and he's shoveling that. I'm like, fuck, just leave that. Go the fuck away. I want to go to work.
And talking about people around your house, right? And I'm definitely touching on territory here that I don't think this electrician will
listen to.
We hate
blue collar people. That's what it is.
So this
working class.
This,
fuck off.
This electrician. I've got this. Sparkies are the worst, dude, because they turn up, flick a switch, and go.
Oh yeah.
Fucking
$75,
150 quid, please.
Yeah,
right?
They are a rip off.
All right. Anyway, so I've got this guy.
Fry your brains. Go ahead.
I got this guy around, and put it this way, I got four jobs that I need this man to do. Four.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Two of them I could probably have a go at myself. Probably. Yeah. Right.
Okay, what are they? Come on, let's see.
No,
what
the easy ones. The easy ones are I've got these two lights, one at the front, one at the back, and they're just like sensor lights, you know, like little sensor lights. And I wanted to replace the one at the front with a sensor light, but it's also a camera as well. So that's just a case of like clipping it, putting it in, right?
Yeah, rewiring it.
Yeah, and then just replacing an old one at the back because it doesn't work, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Now, those ones, I'm like, I could have a go at those, right?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, it's just wiring in it. You've just got to screw it up afterwards.
But he's got these two other things that I can't do, right? So right. I've got these, which is install my bloody Google Nest. So it's like one of those thermostats that connect to your phone. But you got to fuck with the boiler for that stuff, right? And I'm like,
yeah,
I ain't touching that, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one is to have some plugs at the front of the house. So I've got power at the front of the house, you know, if
yeah,
I want
so
to do any
drill walls.
So I've got to like come off another socket.
Yeah,
can't do that.
Don't be messing with that shit.
Right. My brother can do it, but he's on a bloody boat in God knows where at the moment. So, so I said to the guy, I said, just come around to these things. And while you're here, do these two other things that I could probably have a go at, but you just do them. Right. He came round. He did the fucking two easy things, and he says, I'm going to have to come back for the two other things.
Of course he is. He discharged another day rate.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, but like, I asked him, I said, is that another call out, though? And he was like, no, I won't charge you another call out. I was like, all right, fair enough.
Psych.
So
now, whoa, just a minute. You see, I don't think that electrician should charge a call out unless it's an emergency. If it's like planned work, well, that's not like a call out.
Charge for an emergency.
No, no, they're tied to me. A call, well, yeah, no, a call out fee is for if you've got something you don't know what it is.
Show up.
Yeah, and they need to get them out to
call out. You call them out, they have a fee.
No, I think that's a bit.
Anyway, I said, can you not park there? Can you move it? And he charged me 20 quid for that. You know what I mean? I just charge you for everything.
That's what I mean.
You know, but hey ho. But like, you know, as long as when you've got like
yourself, go ahead.
When you got somebody around doing like the carpets or they're doing like plastering or whatever, at least like that's done. But with a gardener, it's a relationship. Do you know what I mean? It's a partnership.
Same with a hairstylist.
And I didn't gel with this guy. Right? He was a nice guy. But I was like, I'm just worried about his family life. And like, he's got like 16 jobs. And I'm like, it was too stressful. I just need someone that like I can just trust and just say, like, just do it and leave. And I don't want you here too long.
I'm the kind of person who'll have pretty much a go at anything in the house, DIY wise. Have a go.
I've been round with you in London.
This is a true story, right? We've got obviously central heating, same as you, Ginny, like most people in the UK. Mm-hmm. And the controller was being weird, right? It wasn't working properly. So it was coming on, but it wasn't heating up the water. I'd had a plumber out to check.
It's a video game podcast, by the way.
We will talk about video games at some point.
I'd had a plumber out, check the valves and all that stuff seemed to be fine. So he was like, oh, dude, I think he had three different people out and they were all like, oh, dude, why it's not working?
Understand.
So I did a bit of Googling and the only thing I could come up with was the controller was faulty somehow and it wasn't turning it on when it should have been turning it on. Right. So I went to the local builders merchants, Burry's, and said, look, got a controller. It's only been installed however many years ago.
You don't need to relay the story. You told
there's significance to it. So the guy
there's a reason, Chinny. When has Stu ever told a story with said, elements that don't matter?
Don't worry, mate. We've got one here. And it was like 90 quid. It wasn't like a huge amount of money. It was about 90 quid.
For you.
And he said, really? Don't worry. It's on a universal backplate, and your other one will be. So you literally just like unclip
pop it off,
and clip the new one on. Jobs are good, and Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your auntie, all that shit. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, right?
How long was you in this shop? Did he just keep going? Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
All these country sayings.
Break a leg.
Fred your
nose.
Push a fridge down the hill.
So I got this thing home thinking, this is going to take me the best part of 5-10 minutes at the most. So I turned the electric off, unclipped the old one, got the new one out.
You heard this already?
Different size of backplate.
Christ, Bob's not your uncle, for fuck's sake.
Fanny, he's not your aunt.
What the hell am I going to do? I kid you not, there's probably about 8, 9, 10 wires going into this backplate. I mean, there's a fucking shit ton of wires into it, right?
Yeah, if it's more than one, I'm fucked.
So I'm like...
That's why you gotta have the electrician.
What am I gonna do? I can phone an electrician. How the fuck much is that gonna cost me at this point? Fuck it, I'll just have a go. So I literally took photographs of it, right?
Yeah.
Labeled every single wire, which socket it went in, like which thing it went into, did all of that, took it all off, unwired it all, wired up the new one, put it all on, clipped it in, still going now. No problems.
I wanted you to end that as then it exploded.
No.
And then my testicles got fried.
I have had problems with doing stuff like this because we have a power.
No, you're done. You did it. You told the story
No. This is a bad one.
I want to hear a story where he fucks it up.
This did go completely wrong.
God.
The power shower.
A power shower, right? And obviously you need to get it to work. You have an impeller pump. And every now and again they go because, you know, they're on all the time every time you have a shower.
Yeah.
And it went. So I was like, I'd already changed it once. So I'm like, I know what I'm doing.
I can fucking do it again.
No problem.
I'm a man.
So I went and got a new one, came home, started doing it.
Don't worry, Kay, it'll be done.
And I can't remember what happened, but I think when I screwed it in, it just wouldn't seal and it was leaking. Right. And it got to a point where it was dripping downstairs. And I'm like, I'm going to need to get someone out. So I had to pay for someone that time. It wasn't great.
sorted out.
So yeah, so I did have to say something.
Right,
video games. I changed it before without problems. So,
yeah, you know. I believe you. But video games, okay. Video games.
Where are you
video
going? Games. Story time's over.
What you been playing?
I will start things off.
Oh my god.
By saying,
Shane, taking charge. Oh.
By saying, hello, James Bevan. He's in the chat. James Bevan,
oh, yeah. Darren hello, Sam. James.
We said this at the end of last week's show, but we might have a meetup in London in June ish, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
So mark your calendars for just all of June. Just put veteran games.
All of just block it out. Because Fraser from Canada is coming over in June, so he's going to be in touch.
You Canadians are all the same.
Yes, with your
big little eyes. Yeah, we just need dates.
We just need dates, and he hasn't texted me
dates.
Since.
Dates. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to run a date with Fraser because I love him.
That's the thing. So that we might do something in London in June. Anyway, I think we should kick it off with a bit of Play More Game. Bitch.
All right, we're going straight into this.
Right in.
Bitch.
Climb a game, bitch.
Yeah, it's got the Breaking Bad
name. Yeah, bitch!
This is where we all play the same game, usually something on Xbox Game Pass. This week, EA Sports
PGA.
Presents PGA Tour, the Road to the Masters golf game, sports, EA, PGA. Fuck's sake, 17 surnames.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's golf.
Golf. Yeah. Club. Oh, golf club. Is it a golf club? Oh, no,
basically,
sorry.
It's the same thing.
It is and it isn't.
It
because,
is. No, it is.
Well, it kind of. But I'll be honest, I use the, obviously, flick the stick shit, right? Mm. And flick is there any shit. Way not to do a full power shot? Because if there is, I haven't figured it out.
Yeah, you
not to do a power shot.
Okay, so for those who don't instantly know what we're talking about, this is a golf game in which every year, of course, EA puts out a new version of this. And this time, the last one I played, I don't remember the last one I played. I have it installed on Steam, so it's like now I got two golf games installed on Steam. But the last one I played was like 2019, maybe 2020, one of those. Where is it? Oh yeah, here it is. 2019 was the last one I played. So basically, you pull the stick down to go back swing, and then you push it forward to do the front swing. If you only pull it back halfway and then you do your front swing, it'll only do half power.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me do it. When I tried to, it just flicked back down to the bottom. I tried to do a half swing and it wouldn't pull it back and then push it forward,
or did you just pull it back and push it to the
middle? Yeah, of course I did. I pulled it back and pushed it forward.
I couldn't seem to do it.
So what? It must be just me. I don't know. I think
last week we established that if you don't like the way a game mechanic works, it's because you fucking suck.
Maybe
and you're
I
terrible.
Suck at
you
it.
Need to get good and fuck you.
I am not disagreeing. I will give it another go.
I actually don't think that's the case. I think you're on crack because if I wanted to do a little less power, I could do it.
No problem by not pulling back too much.
This is really done. I'm really enjoying it. The graphics are great. I did get a bunch of stuttering. Maybe it's my PC. I should turn the graphics quality down or something.
It's pretty.
It was a little weird. It is very pretty. The thing that bugged me was, you know, I've been playing the 2019 one a lot since 2019, strangely enough. And so not only have I gotten used to the mechanics of it because it's a little different every year, right? But your character levels up as well. So they do the thing where you have a character and you can like, now maybe y'all were playing with Jack Nicklaus or one of the greatest golfers ever. And
I just made me out.
So it was frustrating to me the first round I played because I kept, you know, it would say your ball's going to land here and then it fucking landed over there. And I'm like, what the fuck? Turns out part of that is me getting used to the mechanics. And part of it is, my character is not being very
leveling
good.
Up.
Yeah. So when I leveled it up, it was like getting better. Putts go where they're supposed to. And it's like, okay, I'm getting the hang of this. Mm-hmm. So,
But yeah, no, I did all right. I mean, I think it was about 3 over on the first round. But
I never got under par once.
No, 3 over.
Under par. Yeah, well.
But I played St. Andrews. So I went straight to a classic course.
Classic course.
Yeah. And then I thought, right, well, let's give the three-click method a go, because obviously you can still play
that's
that
old
way.
Old school, classic.
Level. Old school.
And that was awful.
Mario Golf.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the way it used to.
It doesn't seem to click where you want it. You click and then it stops after you've clicked. And I'm like, what the hell?
You have to read the way it's moving.
I know. I was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I did really bad. Really, I think it was six over on that. I was terrible.
We are past the end of that.
At this point, it's pretty hard to fuck up a golf game, though, isn't it?
It is. The only thing I would say about this, the character model.
You'd really have to fuck it up
terrible.
By, like, you'd really have to fuck it up by putting, like, a dinosaur in it or something.
Well, that's the thing is that once upon a time, I loved Hot Shots Golf. That was the classic. It was great because it's like fun
everybody's golf.
Golf
is golf. Everybody's golf. Right? Sure. Everybody's golf.
So I would love to have another fun golf game. I feel like there isn't really a fun golf game right now.
There is a Mario golf.
Well, I'm talking about for cool people to play, not Nintendo fanboys.
You see, I remember I had Everybody's Golf on the PS4, and it had Kratos. Yeah, Kratos is a playable character.
Why not?
And he had. His golf club was on the end of a chain.
He needs a bit of downtime, doesn't he?
Indeed. It was so cool, though, playing as Kratos. Yeah. And he just please swing.
The other thing I like about this game is that in the other one that I played, like when you 2019 golf club, like you'd get a shot in and then you'd just be like waving to the crowd. That's it. And this time, like, she's smiling. She's like, you know, giving a little fist pump. It's like, it's nice to have a little bit of, you know, now again, I liked Everybody's Golf Hot Shots because you would like dance around and like, you know, get a birdie. Like, I want my character to be showing some, you know, having fun. It should just be fun.
The only thing I would say criticism wise, there was a bit of weird inconsistency with the voiceover stuff.
Yeah,
well,
there's
too much, but the two guys who do the vast majority of the voiceover sounds really professionally recorded.
Yeah.
And then every now and again, I get a woman on who sounded like she'd recorded it in a tin can.
So what that is so every time you get on a green, it goes, oh, over to so-and-so professional, right? So that's a professional. Yeah. That's a real professional that's talking, right? And obviously, they haven't got him in the studio, have they? So it's like,
no, it sounds awful.
Just do it over Zoom or whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly what it sounded like.
And it was like, oh, you better watch the screen because it goes to the right and it's a bit tricky. Yeah. And it's just.
I know you can
And they're eating crisps. They're like, you better watch this screen because.
Crackle. I wish you could have the frequency of the commentary turned down because I don't want to turn it off. But I do want them to shut the fuck up more. So But I mean, I'm gonna uninstall the other one because this is now, you know, it's a really good golf game. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep this on my hard drive because.
Yeah, you can't beat around the golf every now and again.
Yeah, it's just steady, isn't it? It's just steady, and I played this while watching a YouTube video at the same time, and I was just enjoying it. I played a few holes and did a bit of my career and.
I like the putting, by the way, but there was some inconsistency with the putting. Sometimes the line would turn up, and then sometimes it just didn't.
No, turns up, but you got to wait.
Because there's like the looking at a distance, and then there's like approaching the putt. And so, like once you approach the putt, it'll always put the line in. I don't know about
sometimes the line's in when it's not. Sometimes it isn't when it is. I don't know. It's a bit weird.
It always turned up for me. I don't know what version of the game you played, Stu. But it
played a game where
I'm just telling you what happened in my.
Did you play it on the Steam Deck?
You suck is the problem.
No, I didn't. No, I played it on the. I play all of these on it.
That would have got in then. You know, it's probably the Steam Deck.
Yeah, I just do it on cloud.
Well, that's probably another reason.
Possibly.
Cloud. Yeah, I like the putting system because they never used to give you a preview of the line. And even though it does give you a preview of the line, you think, this is going to make it easy, but it doesn't.
The other thing I really like.
Because the idea is like you just aim to the rightmost part of that line. But if you do too far.
Did you notice it? And this could be me again being wrong, but I think this is correct. Did you notice how they represented the wind speed
with a little arrow?
There's a little arrow, but also I may have just imagined this, But, you know, the golf line, when you're about to take it, it was sort of wavering around, like going from side to side. And I think I'm like,
did you play the same game as us?
Were you on drugs when you played this game? What are you talking about?
No.
The line was wavering.
It was moving about. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of a cool little thing if it is. But maybe
the rainbow colors were all swirling in the sky. Yeah, I saw it too.
I don't know if you played the same game here.
I know, right?
And the crowd, can I just say?
Psychedelic golf.
The crowd on some of the courses was like sounded natural, and on others it was really loud.
I tell you, I was glad the crowd was there. At one point, my ball was going into the rough, and it hit someone's foot and bounced onto the green. I was like, "Yeah,
is that true?"
Yes, it really happened.
I hit the crowd. Yeah, I wanted more
reaction.
Your ball
shooter. It struck my foot.
Yeah, yeah, I wish. Yeah. I really wish like there was an animation for when you hit the crowd, but there wasn't. But
yeah.
No, I already got that. But
my foot.
Yeah,
get
I do
your foot
like
away
the
from my ball, dumbass.
Because I don't watch golf, so I like the sort of crowd talking. And then when you approach the ball, they quiet and down. I like that. Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Well, they got a guy there standing with a sign. It's like quiet, please. So.
Oh, do they?
Show
I didn't
it on here,
it.
But that's what happens in a real golf match. So.
Right. Yeah. Yes. No, I just like that. I like the crowd. No, so it does create an atmosphere when you're playing, you know. So.
And of course I'm like, oh, I want to buy a better shirt. I want to buy this. I want to buy that. And it's like, they don't have, on the last 2019, they had like all these different things you could buy. And some of them you had to unlock by doing challenges and stuff. Now it's like 6 items and it like refreshes once a week or something. And it's like, forget that mess. Because of course that you can buy it with real money.
Yeah. Let's go.
Cash.
Bullshit.
Cash is king.
Yeah. Road to the Masters PGA Tour. Not bad.
Thumbs
I think
up.
It's a thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up from me. Yeah, no,
very
I like
good.
It.
Very good. Three thumbs.
Yeah. Three big thumbs. Although I played a completely different game.
Yeah, it sounds like you played hockey or something.
I did. I did. I don't know what I played.
Drug
what did
golf.
I play? Who
something.
Knows?
Yep.
Anyway, right. Who's going?
Shall I go? Shall I
go? Go for it. Go for it.
Okay. I'm carrying on with going down the rabbit hole of visual novels.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
So I played another one this week. The first chapter was free. So I'm like, well, that's a decent price.
The price is right.
Price is right. So it was free. Yeah, it was totally free. The full game, I think, is about
free. No charge.
I think it's about £20. So it's a fair amount, it's a fair whack of money if I decided to play the whole game. But I just thought, I'll give the first episode a go, and it's called The Letter.
So why did you choose this one?
In the chat, somebody else, James Bevan, says, was Stu playing it on the Steam Deck? And also,
I thought you were referencing that.
Darren Sim said everybody's golf was great, and Limmy used to play me everybody's golf. Limmy's a very funny
That's
Scottish.
What they call the limo driver on the...
Okay, the letter, the letter.
The letter. Yes, I was playing this on the Steam Deck, can I just say? Because all these sorts
Why'd you
of
choose
games
this
were...
of all the visual novels in the world? Why'd you choose this?
Because it had sort of... Had, because I don't know anything about... Well, that was part of it. Yeah. I don't know anything about visual novels, so I Googled what are the best visual novels on Steam, because that's probably the best place to start. And this came up as one of the top 10 visual novels on Steam. So I was like, right, let's give it a whirl then.
Let's give it a whirl.
It's basically a rip-off of Ring or any of those types of movies, Japanese-type things. It's fully voice-acted badly. Nice. So...
I'd still prefer that than reading.
You probably would. I did find myself getting used to it. Some voice actors were better than others. So they're not all... They're sort of different levels of bad. You know, so some were really, really bad. Some were just moderately bad. I don't think any of them were good. I don't think I was like, oh, yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty good voiceover actor there. Yeah, most of them weren't great. And the story revolves around this mansion that's got a curse, and you're the real estate agent trying to sell it. So that's basically the first. But you play as different characters throughout the episodes, from what I can gather. So you don't play as the same character in every episode. And bad shit happens. So you know shit goes down. You go to the mansion to sell it, and there's this weird shit going on, and this is
when Stu, by the way, for the audio listeners, when Stu describes this game, every time we play some gameplay of it, it's just a woman talking and
And keep in mind, his biggest beef of Starfield was you're just staring at the person while you're having a conversation. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, but the whole game is that.
This is all I see on this.
Okay.
Skip ahead 10 minutes, Jimmy. I'm sure we'll see some much more interesting graphics and action.
What's kind of weird is this character that you can see on screen now has got pink hair and pink
eyes.
That is
weird.
It's like, why does the character have the same colored eyes as her hair?
Because this game is made for fucking hentai loving tentacle porn watchers.
Well, hold up a minute. There is no skimpy clothing. There is no. Like,
oh, yeah. The woman with the large chest wearing the skin tight sweater.
Wait, they're allowed to have
totally
boobs. It doesn't mean that it's sexualized, Duke. Do you just look at boobs and think they're sexual, even if they're just behind the big jumper? Is that the way your mind works? Just saying. She's literally.
Hey, I didn't choose to play this game. You chose to play it. We're looking at the fucking foyer of a mansion. There's like three portraits of women,
so
and they're all happen to look exactly
like
anime ladies.
We need to go over this. So you're saying because she's got big boobs, it sexualizes. Is that?
I'm saying
so
when the guys who make these games and shows draw
it's
the
not,
women.
There's nothing sexualized about it. Ginny, okay, back me up on this. There is nothing sexualized about these characters. Nothing.
I don't know.
Are any of them wearing skimpy clothing, for instance?
First of all, I didn't say they were sexualized. I said that she was wearing a tight sweater and she has a large chest because that's a choice made by the artists.
Yeah, but it's just a girl in a sweater.
It's funny how so often there's girls with sweaters and they're always wearing pink.
What do you prefer? She's not wearing anything?
And they're just like, really? Those are the two options, huh?
Wow, I don't even know where to go because not all the characters in this
world. If you like this
that.
Game, you like this game. I'm not hating.
I'm skipping through the gameplay footage, right?
Yes.
And I barely see.
Oh, we had some bloody feet.
I barely see any characters. Most of it's just fucking buildings.
There is not. There's nothing that.
I mean, I don't want to defend hentai here, but buildings is fucking worse. They're not sexy at all.
No, there is nothing.
It depends what
that
kind of hentai
you're
into. There's some really sexy building hentai.
Yeah.
The tentacles coming out the windows.
I think you automatically think because it's Japanese, it's got to be that, and it isn't. So
I'm assuming based on the many games I've seen on Steam. That are
but this isn't
sex
that.
Simulators, dating sims. Okay, fine. So I'm wrong this one time out of 73
times. Isabella,
right,
is on screen now. Is
fine,
there anything
I'm wrong.
Sexualized
I take it back.
Her.
Jesus
no,
Christ,
no, there
there's nothing
isn't.
Sexual in this game. Okay, fine.
There isn't. There
Why don't
absolutely
you tell us
isn't.
What there is in the game now?
That building's pretty sexy.
Yeah, that building. It's a Zarbucks. If you see that,
you like that
player,
building.
Zarbucks. It's set in some sort of weird fictionalized UK, but the place that it's called is called some really weird name, the city that it's meant to be set in.
London
Very
with
odd.
Two ends.
Well, I wouldn't have even realized it was meant to be set in the UK until someone referred to some currency in pounds. It's like, oh, that'd be £200 or something. I was like, huh. It's meant to be in the UK because it definitely doesn't look like the UK. What's all that about? But yeah, so it's basically a horror story about this curse. You're selling this mansion and you get an old-fashioned chain letter.
Oh, yeah.
There's an old-fashioned chain letter that says, like, help me on it in blood. And then at the bottom it says, like, give this to 5 other people. So that's what it sort of says. Right. And then there's this creepy ghoul thing and... Yeah, you kind of build relationships with the people in the game, and that goes up and down. So it's a bit like, you know, one of these meters that says whether they like you or not, or whether they don't like you. And there's a dude who's like got a new film, and you go to the movies. It's very mundane.
Is that a character's name called Ash Hole?
No, she calls him
Ash.
She calls him Ash Hole because he's a bit of
a
twat.
Very sophisticated.
But writing wise, actually, it's pretty good. I quite like the writing. It's kind of funny. And they've all got quite good characters. They've all got like quite a bit of character about them. So I kind of like that as well. And there's a big cast. There's a massive cast. I am debating. I did enjoy it. I finished the first episode. It was shit. The ending was horrible. Some horrible shit went down. But I don't feel like there's any way I could have prevented the horrible shit that happened, as far as I can tell. I don't know. There's no clear indicators as to what I did wrong, from what I can recall, but obviously...
That's life.
It went wrong. It did go wrong. I am kind of intrigued to see... Intrigued to see what else happens, but I don't know whether I'm intrigued enough to spend 20 quid on it. I don't know.
I'm going to spoil that for you. No.
Yeah, I don't think I am. I would probably read if it was free.
Put it on your wish list. Or, get it when it's cheap.
Yeah, I think about wait, see if it goes on sale in one of the Steam sales. Because I would probably play it if it was cheap enough.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, I stick it on my wish list. I kind of liked it.
But you can say that about any game, though, shoot, to be fair.
I know. I've got another one for next week, so I'm going to start another one this week. So
what's it called? Hentai Bad Bitches?
No, this one's called Steins Gate Sexual Misdemeanors. There you go.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, there you go. Just for you.
Okay. Nice.
And all of the characters are completely naked.
Yeah.
Speaking of cheap games, Steve. Ghost Runner is free on the Epic Game Store, so there's that.
Indeed. It's like the Human Centipede, but using their sexual organs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I look forward to seeing that footage.
There you go. Bet you can't wait now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, then, Duke.
Yeah, dude, what have you been playing?
Playing all the Starfield, GTA and Stardew, Rocket League exploding all the goals and all the cars too. Stu can play the Was games, Chinny does it hold up, Balatro's out, I guess it's easy come and easy fold up. I see these two are confused, but everybody cool out there is enthused. Haters gonna hate, so bring it, biatch.
I just fell on my bottom into some butterscotch.
In the middle of the show, baby. All right.
What the hell is going on?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Someone's going to... Maybe people will write in saying, hey, I love the thing that Duke did, and they'll explain what it is for the people who don't
know. But if you don't know, that's okay.
Stu, just let it happen.
Starfield is a game made by Bethesda, and I am a huge Bethesda fanboy. So I've been playing more of that, and they did something this time, which I feel like they haven't really done before. And that is...
Make a bad game.
It's not that it's a bad game. It's that they forced stealth. And I guess it wasn't really enforced. It was basically like the company you're working for, Ryujin Industries, was like, okay, you need to plant this thing in someone's computer. And I said last time that I just waltzed in and the guy didn't even do anything. So I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. I guess they're not taking stealth very seriously now. Well,
no problem.
Now they are.
Hey, Bob. Yeah.
And worst of all, they were like, you're going to have to break into this company and plant something in your boss's computer. And I was like, why? That makes no sense. If you wanted to have enforced, stealth, like have me break into some other company. No, you're gonna have to break into this company. And you have this gun that'll like shoot electromagnetic pulses, so it just like fries the person's nervous system and basically knocks them out for a little while.
Oh damn, that's not very nice.
Yeah, it's like whatever. And so I was doing the stealth. I actually did, there were two enforced stealth missions, and I did the first one. I was like, yes, I made it through the whole thing. And it was a big pain in the ass because, as I said last time, it's hard to tell where you're supposed to go sometimes. So the second one, I was just like sneaking around trying to figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. Finally, I was like, oh, I got to go all the way over there. I was like, fuck this. And I just ran over to it, pushed the button, and then ran back to where I was supposed to go. And then I got the one thing, and then it was like, go get the other thing. And I was like, I don't know where it is. And I was running around there shooting at me, and I was like, fuck this. And I was like, and like took a bunch of the guards out. And then I got the thing and I left. And of course, as soon as you leave, the alarms stop and you're just waltzing out of the company. I just killed 7 people. Whatever. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. Yeah. But
at least it doesn't insta fail.
At least it doesn't. That's true. That's the nice thing about it. So I go back to my boss and she's like, I thought we were clear. You weren't supposed to kill anybody.
Yeah,
and
going quietly.
Like, okay, I did what I had to do. What do you want? At least I got the job done.
I get the job done.
they give you a new tech in this Ryujin thing. The best reason to do the Ryujin quest line, spoilers, is because you get an implant that allows you to control other people's minds.
Oh.
So this was the thing that should have made the stealth mission a lot easier, because if you're at a distance from these people and they don't see you, you can control their minds and make them go somewhere else or like fight with each other.
Go have a poo. Go have a poo.
You really need to use the bathroom right now, yeah.
You really need to poo.
But it didn't work as well as it should have. So, like, I told the one dude to run back, and he did. But then the other dude was like, why is he running over there? And they assumed there was something, and so there were, like, six guards suddenly in the room. And I was like, ah, this isn't making it easy.
Hey,
for me to
Gary's
around.
Acting weird. He keeps running back there for some reason. Yeah, and having Gary, poos okay? in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that mind control device that we're protecting. Yeah, probably is.
Now, the thing that they improved the most from Fallout and Skyrim or Elder Scrolls is that when you finish, well, there's space, but that was in Fallout. When you finish a quest line in those other games, a lot of times, like, you become the leader of whatever group it is, right? So in Skyrim, you do the companions quests. You're the leader of the companions. You do the stuff for the Mages Guild. Now you're going to be the CEO.
You're the leader of everything.
Exactly. It's really silly. In this game, they're not doing that. You become a senior operative for Ryujin, but you're not the CEO all of a sudden, which is good. I like that. However,
hey,
there is
person
this...
that doesn't speak. You're now right. The president.
We met you 3 days ago, but we really want you to be the CEO.
I really like the cut of your jib.
So... But they do this thing where it's like, okay, are we going to release this mind control tech into the world or not? Are we going to take over this other company or not? Are we going to move our headquarters or not? Play again. We met you 3 days ago. Why don't you make these decisions for the company?
Are we going to... You should be making decisions like, are we going to use Bic pens or Paper Mate pens?
Yeah, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
So... I would like it if I got to make like one of the decisions, but for me to make all three of those decisions is a little stupid. So whatever, it's fine.
Do you think we should use the glossy paper for the printer, or just the normal stuff?
Oh, I need more time to decide. Can you tell me the pros and cons again?
Okay, I can't decide this.
The other thing about Starfield is, and I'm having a lot of fun. Like, don't let me throw you like the times I'm having fun. I'm not writing down. Ooh, I'm having fun because there are a lot of fun things about this game.
That's what I write on my notes a lot is. Having fun. Having more fun. Having a little bit less fun, but I'm still having fun.
Woo. I wrote woo and then dot, 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 and then who. Yeah. So, and yeah, I've heard good things, Darren, about the Fallout show. And yeah, there's all sorts of sales.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard
lots of things.
Yeah, shall we try and watch the first episode? First episode for next week.
No spoilers, no spoilers.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. That's what I'm saying. We should watch it for next week.
Letting everyone know. Don't come to me with spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but
there's no way I want to.
In this
game, just the first
Starfield.
First episode.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
In this game.
For fuck's sake, just watch
did you
it,
say you
right?
want us to commit to that? No, I'm not committing.
Yeah.
The Dutch is
watching
one
episode
together. No, I
can't. I have to watch things with the wife.
Yeah, really.
It takes
some
us
love our
17.
Wives?
We've been watching Love Hate, this Irish gangster show, for fucking 17 years. We can't watch it quick enough. And then everybody around me is watching it. And I'm like, oh, we're on season 4. I'm like, we're on episode 1, 15 minutes in. Okay, like we can't watch anything without a baby just shitting themselves all the time. Okay.
Darren Sim says, good luck trying to just watch one episode. So I'm guessing he means like, oh, you'll be watching more than one.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what he's insinuating there. I could be wrong.
Jeff Bezos comes around your house and like smacks you in.
Yeah.
Hey,
makes you
watch more Fallout, goddammit. So the other thing about Starfield is one of the best things about it, you know, the space combat's pretty good. You can blow up the enemy ships, or you can disable their engines and then go on board and shoot everybody and then take their ship. Yes.
Or so, skin them alive.
Yeah, can you do that?
No. But
what do you mean,
you
no?
You can get the ship. No!
No, okay, go on.
You can't skin them alive.
You can get the ship. Yeah. You can get the ship.
You get the ship. You could sell it for like 20,000 credits, right? Yeah, 20,000 credits. What now? But before you sell a ship, you have to register it for 18,000 credits. So you only fucking net 2,000 credits. Like, what the fuck is this? I assume they're like, well, we don't want to make it too easy for people to just get a lot of money in this game. And it's like, come on, y'all. Goddamn, that's ridiculous. It's so
it's tough to make money these days.
Apparently, but you would think if I'm a really good space pirate dude who takes over other people's ships and sells them, that would be a way to make money. But nope, apparently not. I like somebody online said there's this criminal, you know, gang called the Crimson Alliance. They should be able to buy ships without you having to register them. But nope, still can't do it that way.
Yeah.
So that's
because let's be honest, dodgy people will buy ships that aren't
registered. Exactly.
Sure.
Like, there should be.
There should be a way around it. There should. I don't mind it being in there, but there should be some sort of. There should, yeah, but there should be some sort of in-game, like,
yeah,
oh, well, if you want to sell it on the Dodge to me, I'll do it, you know.
Yeah, but even if...
You don't have to register it.
Even if you have to do, like, what they could have done, you could, like, do a bunch of missions for them, and then they'd buy ships off you, you know, once he trusted you or something.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
What we're basically saying is, making games is a piece of piss.
Yeah, they just don't know what they're doing.
We would make it better.
Yeah.
So that's Starfield. It's fun. I'm having a good time with it, but there's some things they need to do differently.
Cool. Well, Ian is in the chat and he says, evening.
Evening, Ian.
Evening. In the middle of the show.
Yeah. All right. So I'll go then. Shall I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you go. You go. Go.
I've been playing more of that Evil West.
Okay. I did look at that this week, but I've been away on holiday, so I was like,
we can all look at things.
I didn't have time. Didn't have frigging time.
We can all look at things.
Oh, I didn't have time, all right?
So, yeah, I'm making my way through it. For people that don't remember, this is basically a God of War clone, but you're a vampire hunting cowboy. You get a few more weapons. Duke, you'll be pleased to know you get more guns. You get a hunting rifle. You get a flamethrower. You get a crossbow. You also get some sort of lightning stick thing, and you can just go whoosh, and everybody goes electrifies, and you can zoom over to people and electrocute them and zoom. You can electrocute them and pull them towards you. Nice. You can do all sorts of
Watching that on screen. It looks well cool because all the skeleton lights up inside.
That does
look cool.
Not got tons to say other than it's fine. You know what? Like I'm putting off Alan Wake 2 to play this.
I know that's quite a thing.
A thing because Alan Wake 2 is fucking depressing, right? And I go in there and it's just like
it's dark and oh. That's exactly what it's like.
And I'm like, you know what? I just want to fucking punch some stuff, right? I just want to punch some stuff.
Yeah.
It does feel like that they're getting a bit lazy with the cutscenes as the game goes on. Because you just rock up to a place and there's a voiceover going, we need to go here. Like, there you go. There are still cutscenes, but
I feel like they blew the budgies on
the blew the budget. I mean, there are still some. So I don't want to sound like I'm being really harsh, but sometimes you just turn up at a place and you're like, no context to why I'm here. And then it's like, we need the MacGuffin. So da-da-da. And then there's the main enemy in this game is a little girl. You might have seen her if you played the...
I don't think I have. I don't think I got as far.
You didn't play very far because...
I didn't.
There's a little girl anyway, and she's sort of fucked up. And she... I hate her voice. It's like... it's just fucking awful. I hate the voice. Like, just terrible. Terrible whoever picked that. But there was the last mission that I did. I'm over halfway in the game now. And... the last mission that I did, because this is a game where it introduces you to a boss. Like on the screen now, there's this enemy, and it's like a kind of like, it shoots webs at you and all that. So it's like an evil Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
And you fight this thing, and you go, fucking hell, that was a bit tricky. And then the next level, you're like, you fight that. Like your neighborhood Spider-Man. You fight that, and then you fight the other thing that you thought was a boss, and then the other thing that you thought was a boss. And Duke, if you thought those big things with the blades were tough, fucking absolutely. And then I got to a boss fight the last time I played this was a couple nights ago, and I went, I don't know if I can do this, like if I can physically do this. And I was like, fucking hell, this is rock.
Damn, that's rough.
Anyway, it was late. It was about 1 o'clock, half one. And I was like, one more go. I'll do it one more.
Oh, my God. And That's the bug.
Yeah, but
man.
I died about six, seven times, right?
Wow.
And, like, this is, like, on one of them I got close as well. And I went, right, I'm just going to do it one more time. And I did it one more time, and I did it, right? And I know it's not a great game. but it still give me that, like,
yeah, it felt good.
I fucking did it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
Accomplishment.
And I feel like game difficulty is a tricky thing for a developer, isn't it? Because you want the game to be fair.
Yes.
Do you know, right? Like, so if the game's fair and you're losing because you're just not getting it, or you don't know the pattern of the enemy, and da, da, da,
you know, almost, you can get it.
Yeah, you almost, and I know this is what Elder Scrolls basically is, and that high of like defeating that.
You mean Elden Ring?
I love it. Elden Ring, Elden Scrolls. Oh yeah, Elden Ring, Elden Ring.
Elder Scrolls. You just click once and the thing's dead.
Whatever. Right. Elden Ring. Yeah, Elden Ring.
I was wondering what he was talking about.
Right. Yeah. Elden Ring.
The thing you point at whenever you want to die.
So, I know. Like, there's a trigger in me that likes that, and I'm aware of it. I'm aware. The reason probably why I haven't played Elden Ring is because I know what it's going to do.
You would be
to
in,
me.
Wouldn't you?
So anyway, I played this boss, and it was just this big fucking kind of like a scorpion weird thing, and it was fucking awful, and I just hated it, but I beat it. But then, you know, you got these other bosses that like this big octopus thing that sticks on the side of a house, and you're like, was that a boss? And then you fight that, and then you fight two other things that were fucking rock, and you all at the same time, and you're like, how am I supposed to do this? Yeah, and the whole game can be played co-op, but I'm just playing it on my own. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's a lot of the game formula is you go to a place, you do some jumps and stuff. If you see an open arena, you're like, let's fucking fight.
You're going to have a boss.
You're going to have a fight, yeah.
I mean, interestingly, I know you mentioned Elden Ring, and it is similar because there are mini bosses and proper bosses in Elden Ring.
So I think comparing this to Elden Ring is a little bit of a stretch.
But do you understand what I mean, though? There are, from what I can remember, there's about 114 bosses in Elden Ring, and about 12 main bosses or something like that, 13, 14
main bosses. What I'm saying is you come across like this werewolf thing here on the screen, and all like this enemy with like spider things on it, and you think, okay, I'm glad I don't have to fight that, and then it turns out you got to fight fucking two of them in the next level, the other thing that you thought was fucking rock hard, and you're like, fuck me. And then there's these enemies that just basically run at you and explode.
Nice.
And they're awful, because not only is that terrible, but also they go like that constantly. So as soon as I hear them, I'm like, oh fuck! And then you fight a boss fight, like a real big boss fight with massive fucking arms and stuff. And then it goes, well, I'm just going to throw those blokes that just run at you at the same time. Like, no, like I can't do this.
It's almost like when they were developing, they were just laughing at the players. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
no one's going to get this far anyway.
This is brilliant. Let's do this.
And the story definitely feels like no one's going to get this far in the story, because none of it's making any sense. I don't know what's going on. But I'm enjoying it, man. I don't know what it is. I like it.
Ian in the chat said it reminds him of Darksiders, and I can definitely see that, you know.
A little bit. I don't know, it just sort of amazes me, really, that the I've never heard of this game, and it's
well,
so
this is a great thing about Game Pass, isn't it? Every now and again they'll put an older game on that you've never heard of, and it turns out 2 years ago
completely missed me. Thought it, you know, it's a big fat okay. Do you know what I mean? It's just a good game. Unfortunately, a good game isn't enough to get noticed these days.
No, this is the problem with so many games being released every year.
Yeah, it's
tricky.
I think anything, you know, 7 out of 10s and 3 out of 5s and those sorts of games,
they don't cut it
because the standard is so high now. We move on, and for some reason everybody just loves roguelikes at the moment. Every game is a fucking roguelike, which I'm not mad about, but I just want to support and play a game that I'm like, oh no, this is kind of what I like. So I'm into it. Evil West, if you like God of War and you just want a bit of fucking no nonsense stuff, then I'd recommend it.
Excellent. Are we going to do...
Should we get another Duke out the way?
Yeah, shall we get another Duke
one out the way? Because, you know, it's a long time for him not to talk, isn't it? So
I don't like
talking, though. I'm bad at talking.
That's what I know about you.
There's a game called Tinkerlands. All right, this is revolutionary. Okay. You ready? Okay, here we go. You ready?
Here we go.
Are you ready for it?
I don't know.
So it's like it's got crafting.
Okay. Oh God.
It's 2D. I played the demo, and I wrote meh.
Okay.
Like that's it. Like I don't know what the hook is. I don't know why it's supposed to be different. It feels like if you had
So just a minute. Is this like? I mean, I can't see it on screen. If only we could see what it looked like.
Oh,
it's nice.
Mr. Does fuck all but chat there and talk bollocks and then ignore everybody else when they're talking.
Just saying. Is it just like a classic open world, chop down trees, make
pretty
some
much.
Wood?
I mean, I didn't play it for very long, but the sense I got was that it was like Starbound is the space one. What's the one that came before Starbound that's like 2D sideways?
Terraria.
Yeah, it feels like it's trying to be like a 2D top-down Terraria.
It looks like Stardew a little bit, though.
It's trying to be a little bit Stardew. But it's like not got the charm of Stardew. So you're just on this island. There's a bunch of trees and pieces of wood. You chop up the pieces of wood. You make a table. You make a better axe. You chop down more trees. You go get stone. You just like a game needs to have more.
Just a minute.
Is
a character just walking across the sea?
Probably swimming.
It doesn't look like he's swimming. He just looks like he's walking.
No, he's off.
It's 2D.
Off.
They don't have a whole lot of options for how to depict the swimming. So you just gonna have
must
to
be very shallow.
It.
Must be shallow water.
Yeah.
So like, I played this for maybe 15 minutes, and I was just like, "Meh, I'm done. I don't want to spend time getting into this." I wasn't convinced I was gonna keep going, and it just wasn't fun. I mean, it wasn't unfun. It's as fun as any other survival game, but there's 20 options for how you could get your crafting fix, and Enshrouded is the best one right now. So I was like, I'm just gonna go play more Enshrouded, and I did because that's a fun game.
Because that's what you can do.
I'll be honest, this just looks like so many other games. There's so many clones of clones.
And I think
of
the
clones.
Thing is that, like, you get, you know, you build a little house for the one dude, and then you get, you know, he gives you crystals, and you use the crystals to build a house that attracts the other dude, and then, you know, you get a little village going, and okay, I guess. I just
don't see the
point. If I got this
anymore.
Game for free, I might play it, but I'm not going to play the prologue for a game you'd have to pay $20 for, and they're like, I'm not going to go do that. So, yeah, not my thing.
Don't blame you. I really don't blame you.
Yep.
All right. Let's
do time for that. I got a jingle. You ready?
Yeah. Brilliant.
I
like it.
Well, you shouldn't have made that noise then.
I like it.
I hated all of that.
Oh, I don't even know where to start now.
Right, play my game, listeners. Bitch.
No, does it hold up?
No, does it hold up?
No.
Do you not tell them to jingle? Play the jingle.
Should I play the jingle again? I guess I got
play the jingle again. He obviously didn't get it. There you go. How could you not get that?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I should have got it. Anyway, does it hold up?
Does it hold up?
Uncharted 3. We're playing from chapter
Deception.
Chapter 10 to chapter 15.
We are.
A lot of boat stuff.
Yeah, it starts in Yemen, though, doesn't it?
Yemen. Again, in Yemen.
Yemen.
Everybody's still bloody bald.
There they are.
Why is everybody bald in this game, Stu?
I don't know. They're either bald or wearing sunglasses and a suit.
We got like Jason Statham, but
Jason Statham.
In Yemen, we got the Arab Jason Statham. We're just like, they're just bald. Everybody's bald.
Can I just say, though, Yemen as a city, you know, as a place looks great.
Looks good. Yep.
Loads of attention. I love the fact there's like what looks like dodgy wiring on all the walls. You know, like the lights are just wired up with a bit of old wire. And there's like weird junction boxes and just like attention to detail.
Yeah, and places where you're in and out very quickly as well.
Yeah,
and still
and there's so much
like
detail
chain,
in every area.
McDonald's.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's a burger chain called In-N-Out. So when you made the In-N-Out comment, I would.
I get you.
Doing that not See. Joke type joke.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because I love the fact when you very first arrive, you go through a market and it's like no weapons.
No I'm weapons. Like,
is that real? Yeah. If you really went to a market in Yemen, would there be a sign that said no weapons? I don't know.
Well, there's not a sign in Wolverhampton
Yemen.
That says.
Are we any listeners in Yemen? Let's go.
There's not a sign in Wolverhampton that says no weapons. It's just sort of assumed, really, Stu.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? You did a lot of combat.
You have to find another thing, though. You've got to find another.
Is it a well, isn't it? You find a well.
Well, you stumble on it. You're in a chase scene, and then suddenly you're in it.
You're in it, which is that easy. Because, you
hide, and you're in a well. Yeah. I have got an issue with the very first part of the well. Can I just say?
Is it the torches?
No. Well, that's part of it. Like, who the fuck's lit all that shit?
They're all lit up.
Who's a well that's been abandoned for thousands of years, like another secret underground thing?
Yeah.
Is all fully lit with fire, and it's like, does that shit never burn out? What the hell's going on here?
It is. They prepared it for you before you got there, Stu.
Yeah. But prior to that, right, this was the first issue I had with it. You climb down a ladder, drop about 10 feet to the bottom.
Yeah.
How are you getting out? I mean, that's like, you've no idea whether there's an exit, but you do it anyway.
Oh, Stu, Nathan Drake doesn't worry about that shit, man.
On the way out, turns out the ladder can be dropped to the bottom. Why the fuck did nobody do that on the way down?
Yeah, I did think that, to be fair.
What the hell is going on? Because I'm like, how are we getting out of here? So you get a leg up and then he's like, oh, I could drop the ladder down. I'm like, you are.
They literally climbed down a ladder that could extend and they went, none of them went, should we just
extend that? No, they risked breaking the legs or having a dodgy fall or getting trapped down there forever. Yeah. And yet they could just have dropped the ladder. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I did think that. But
makes no sense.
But Nathan doesn't waste his time thinking about how he's going to get out of scrapes. No. He gets in them.
Let's get out. I mean, if they didn't figure out this puzzle, they'd have been stuck in that room forever.
You know, but that's Nathan's job, isn't it? To figure shit out. You know, he just knows he's going to figure that shit out because he's Nathan Drake. He's clever and shit. He knows.
He is clever and shit.
So you go through a well. I didn't make many notes for this one. I suppose I did make the note of like that there's a moment between Nathan and what's her name? Elena,
yeah.
Where like he gets back to her and he's like, we gotta go now, and she says like rest, like you've gotta rest.
Oh, this is that's at the end of the whole of the thing, isn't it? That's right at the end.
Is it?
Yeah, that's literally the last scene before chapter 16 or whatever it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's a long way.
But I wrote this thing where it's like that Nathan and Elena have got such like good chemistry, and it's so rare to see characters have chemistry.
And she's still wearing a wedding ring, even though.
But like the way, like there's a lot of heart between them, and it's
definitely
so difficult to do that in a video game.
She still likes him, even though he's a twat and a mass.
But like all that, like to have that sophistication of like. Of characters in a game is just rare these days. It's rare now in 2024.
Oh, definitely. So, like great voice acting like these two is few and far. Well, like so all lovely. Of the characters in this game, to be fair, they all are like Sully, her, Drake.
Yeah.
You know, even Chloe, even like Chloe and Cutter and stuff, you know, all the other characters. It's the enemies that are usually a bit crap in these games, to be fair.
Yeah, so there's a few sort of puzzles when you go into the well. You got to put the cogs in the right place and all that sort of stuff. One thing that I did like was there's a room where you've got to line up the shadows. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I love that puzzle. I thought that was great. Really good stuff. Really good stuff.
So you line the shot, and then you get a star map to lead you to the next location. So that's what comes of this area. And Sully has it in his head because he can't trust writing it down. Because let's be honest, Nathan Drake's not good at hanging on to shit like that from the enemies, is he? I think Sully had the right idea. Yeah, let's not write it down this time because you're shit.
Yeah.
Stopping people getting hold of it after we've done stuff like that.
No, I like because you got two puzzles to do, and you got the cog one.
Yeah,
and I really like the fact that in the cog one, when you climb across this beam, you spot this like, oh,
What the hell was
Sorry,
that?
Sorry, the wind came through. We got wind up, but I didn't have stuff secured down, so I'm going to have to go deal with this wind now.
Right. I wonder what the hell happened. Checking there wasn't
like a raccoon in his basement.
Yeah, yeah, there's a raccoon in my basement. I did like the spear puzzle as well. I kind of like that.
The bit where you climb across and like this like animation like plays out and you can see which cogs are moving. I thought that was really clever.
Yeah.
And then this whole shadow stuff I thought was brilliant. I just thought it was really good.
Yeah.
More spider stuff. Didn't like the spider stuff, but
no, still the same. It's just like wave a thing and keep pressing it.
And I didn't like the fact it's like these spiders are more aggressive. I'm like, why?
Yeah, they are.
I don't know why. Anyway, yeah, and there's a bit where you got to like shoot the spiders.
Yeah, like, yeah, which was just weird shooting them with your shotgun.
Shooting spiders with a shotgun is a right fucking task, isn't it? Jesus
yeah, it's
Christ.
Just a weird choice of how we do this. And let's be honest, why the hell did the torch go out? They've been lit for 1,000 years. I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah,
it's been lit for just run out of fuel now.
Just run out. I'm really sorry. Just run out. Yeah.
1,000 years.
And there's more of the theme going on in this chapter. I think Elena touches on it again, where she goes, why are you doing this, Drake? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you doing it for? Is it for the treasure? Is it just for doing its sake?
But this is another episode of Drake goes into a place, gets a thing, and the people turn up because that's exactly what...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They get to the end. They stumbled on it by pure chance, right? Yeah. So it's not like they knew where they were going and they had prior knowledge. And then suddenly all these guys are dropping in with tear gas, the full Monty.
A lot. Yeah. Oh, well,
just
never mind.
Quite weird.
I tell you what, they just love following him around.
They do. Wherever he goes, they know where he is at all times. So you finally get out of here, and then they send one of those weird hallucination darts into Drake, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So they do that. And I kind of like this section, I must admit, although it was a bit weird. It's like, are you really stumbling through the city because...
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Colbert's whispering in your ear, and he's like... And it was quite well done.
He's so good at firing those darts. I don't know why he just doesn't kill him. Where was he? Yeah, just he should become a sniper, that guy. I don't know why he's...
Put some proper poison in it, you know what I mean?
Just get rid of him.
Will just think he's collapsed. It's not like you're going to know that you've killed him in a public place.
We learn a little bit about Drake in this scene after he's drugged. And we learn that his mother committed suicide.
Yeah.
And we learn that his father turned him in for adoption, is sort of the story.
Yeah, it wasn't a very nice mum.
Yeah, and he's following.
Wasn't a very nice man. Which kind of explains a lot, to be fair, because Millie was telling us this the other day, from a psychology standpoint, people who've come from a broken home or where there's been a traumatic incident or, you know, like shit went down, are something like 70% more likely to commit crime. So there you go.
He's a pretty big criminal, isn't he? Now?
Well, he's a criminal and the mass murderer. So we've got all those bases covered.
Yeah, we don't count the murders. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're all Nazis, Stu.
Yeah.
All the people
that is true.
There is a section in this chapter though. I think we're on sort of chapter 11, where for a change, you're chasing someone else rather than someone
chasing
you.
Can I just say though, this whole thing was a bit weird. So you sat with Helen Mirren, right, and the Ramsey guy, who's the pirate, Ramsey the pirate, and Talbert, and then they say something about we don't need you anymore because we've located Sully. And he's at the other side of the city. But rather than get a taxi to go to him, he decides to run all the way across the city with you chasing him. It's such a weird scenario. It's like, what?
I don't know, I didn't get the impression he was running over to the other side to see Sully. He was just running away from you because you'd kicked off.
I didn't know what to think, really. I'm like, was he just on his way to get Sully and then you just suddenly started chasing him? Or...
No, because you interrupt the meeting, don't you? Like they're going to take you away and you're like, fuck this. And he's trying to run away.
Yeah, you crash the table or
whatever. But I loved this chase.
I liked it. It goes on a long time as
It's a long chase, yeah.
It's massive.
It's crazy. And it's, another example of everybody can do what Nathan Drake does in this game.
Possibly better, because he is always one step ahead for most of his chases.
Yeah, but it's a great chase. I thought it's quite nice to be chasing someone else rather than being chased, because you're always being chased in an Uncharted game. So
yeah, and he's got quite a lot of cool little like actiony bits as he going, the bit where he falls off the drain pipe.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So there is like stuff that happens.
And good falls as well. Like, they're not pretty falls, are they? They're always ugly falls, which I really like. And then
how does he get caught at the end of this? I can't remember what
happens. I think the guy sort of... Because
you have a scrap, though. You have a big fight.
Yeah, but he basically like knocks you out and stuff. Yeah, so it's like... Yeah, it's there you go. It sort of knocks you out and puts you underwater, and then someone... Yeah, that's it. It's not great. But then the next chapter, chapter 12, is where you're on about the start of the boat stuff. A lot of boat stuff in this one, Stu.
Oh, the boat stuff.
You're caught by the pirate. You're tied up. But in true Nathan Drake style, obviously he gets out.
Yeah, again, right? So he's got you there. Presumably the middle of nowhere, can do what the hell he wants to, yeah.
Yeah.
But still decides that he's, as we later find out, pretending to go and torture Sully for a bit, and then he's going to come back.
Yeah.
And the chair's made of balsa wood.
Yeah. It doesn't really have Sully at all.
No.
This isn't just like a boat sailing out somewhere. This is like a boat,
it's
like graveyard, isn't it?
It's literally in the middle of nowhere. This is time to kill Nathan Drake, isn't it?
He's going to get the sack, this guy.
Let's just dispatch him.
we know what happens to the guy anyway, but yeah, he's usually in sort of like a boat graveyard, and then you sort of go through and everything.
I hated the first part of this, can I just say?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first bit
sneaking around.
Oh, hated it.
Yeah. You're not forced to sneak around, though, are you?
No, but the minute you break cover, you get shot by about 17 different people at once.
Oh, right. I didn't mind this as much.
No, I hated it. And it's one of those infinite respawn things until you hit a certain point in the level.
Oh, really? Well, I did a pretty good job of sneaking through.
Well, get you. I need to suck myself, as I said last week.
I am a better gamer than you.
You are a better gamer.
Yeah. Now, I was quite shocked at how well I snuck through it, to be fair, because it seemed pretty dense, but I managed to sort of sneak.
Which is a bit we're seeing now on the screen, this little bit.
Yeah,
I kind of got the hang of it. And then there's a guy on a bloody turret at the top. And the amount of times I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time and I got shot dead. And I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I did get through it eventually. I mean, don't get me wrong. It probably about four or five goes, though, to get through it. And that was...
I thought it was tough to sort of know where you were going.
Because you've got to hit these little points in the level to progress it.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
I was like, because everybody was dead in my game, and I was like, I don't know where to go. Like, there was a bit where
at the very end of it, once everyone's gone, then when you finally figure it out, because I was like, what the hell? And I'm looking round, and I'm at the other side of the level. I'm like, I can't see.
Yeah.
And then I spotted the mast on the boat with ladder on it, and I'm like, oh, that's where. And I remember
it's really hard to find. Yeah.
I remember doing this in the first time I played it. And then literally the minute you walk halfway up the ladder, you're getting shot at again. I'm like, what? What's going on?
No, not me. I didn't get shot at, no.
Yeah, you do. As soon as you walk up the ladder, a lot of guys appear on the top.
Like on the other side of the...
Yeah. So then you've got to get down again. Then you've got to deal with all of them, which wasn't that difficult. They were all...
You've got to get down again.
Well, I did. I just sort of got down and sort of shot them all. Because there's two guys shooting rockets and stuff at you from the sides. As soon as you go up the ladder...
Not for me.
They appear. Oh, well, they did for me.
No, not for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if you rewind the video a little bit, you'll probably see it happen. I don't know.
Well, I can't be arsed now. I'm past it now.
Okay.
You didn't like the section then, Stu? Didn't like it?
I didn't mind it after I got past that initial bit. Mm. I hated that little bit. It's only that little bit I don't like. I mean, the rest of it is fairly cool. And I love the bit where you're on the side of the ship and it zooms out.
To show you
the scale.
A lot of vertical shooting as well on this level, wasn't there?
There's shooting up at people in the face.
I like that stuff. It's fine. Yeah,
it was absolutely fine.
And the chapters come thick and fast at this section of the game, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Because the chapter 13 is basically you sort of jumping from one boat to the other. It's like a sort of a boat chase, really. Yeah, there's not much to like to go on.
So then you get to the end of it, and you can see Ramsay's ship in the heart. And I love the fact he's stolen a whole cruise liner. It's like, where the fuck did he get that from?
Yeah,
he's got a swimming pool and everything. I mean, this thing is like amazing. Like massive cruise liner. Most pirates just have a boat, just some sort of little boat. I mean, this guy's got the full thing going. So then you get to his boat. So you have to have this big shootout, and you eventually sneak onto a boat. No, you get on there to get across to him.
Yeah,
to rescue what you think is Sully. And so you get to the boat, and that all happens on the boat until you get to where you think Sully is, does it? Because it's all kind of sneaking around, just getting to the it's not a basement. What do you call it? I don't know.
Like a hold.
The hold.
The hold. I don't know. Yeah.
The hold of the ship.
Yeah.
And then this makes no sense, right? Because you get so you get in the hold, and there's what appears to be Sully sat in a chair, right? Can we just mention that the chances of you making it to this ship were fairly slim because you were held by torturers.
Yeah.
You had to fight a shit ton of guys. There was probably not much chance you were going to get to the ship on a boat because it all set off. But you managed, but against all odds, you managed to get there.
Yeah.
And Ramsay, just on the off chance that might happen, has set up a fake Sully.
That was his plan.
Sat in a chair. And also, there's a bit prior to this section where the boat is rocking like fucking crazy from side to side.
Yeah.
And stuff is like whole containers are sliding backwards and forwards, are they? It's rocking that much. Yet Sully, you pull his like the fake head off instantly, yet he's stayed on there. What is going on?
Yeah. It's a little bit strange because, the plan is to lure you to a weird room on a different boat, but then you've got like 500. So you basically sacrificed all those people.
Yeah.
To slaughter. But what I will say is that when you discover that Sully isn't Sully and it's just a fake thing, the room that happens in, when it floods, that's impressive.
It's amazing. Absolutely.
That's impressive.
From this point onwards, it's amazing. I mean, this is, an amazing set piece in the game.
I have never, to this day, I've never seen anything as cool as, it's one of the coolest things I've seen.
It's brilliant.
But basically, what happens for people that haven't played it or can't remember, you get ambushed, obviously, and says, oh, Sully's, I don't really have Sully, he's somewhere else.
And you shoot Ramsay because he's such a dick. He's like,
And then I don't know what happens, something explodes and water's coming in, right? You're on like the main hold of a boat, so deep under it, and then water's pissing in from the side, and the boat starts capsizing. And really what you don't know is that, because I'm like, where do I go, what do I do? And what you don't actually know is that once the water gets to a certain level, the whole boat tips
and you go in the water,
and I don't know, we've played, there's been video games where you I don't know, you're in a place and it's upside down and all that sort of stuff, but to see it tip live it's just so cool.
It's very, very I mean, the bit after that is so reminiscent of the climbing up the train in two. It's quite unbelievable. It's so reminiscent climbing up all
really
the doors
cool
and stuff.
I really like this. I just
brilliant. It's a great section of the game.
Just a clever, clever thing, man. I just thought it was so well done. And something that, as I was playing it, I remembered it. You know what I mean? Like, if you'd have asked me before this playthrough of Uncharted, I was like, no, I'd have never named this boat stuff. But it's some of the biggest thing that happens in the game.
Yeah.
Cool. Another like reason why Uncharted 3 is so underrated. Do you know what I mean? It's so underrated and it's so good.
I think the problem was Uncharted 2 was so revered and everyone remembers Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of forgets that Uncharted 3 was pretty good as well. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Crazy. And then you're going through the boat, it's all on its side, it's flooding, it's chaos.
And it is kind of two steps forward, three steps back in it. Every time you think you're making progress, you end up bloody in another bit of the level. And it's so, again, so well made how it looks.
And then you end up in the chandelier room, which is like a room that you've already been in. But obviously, on its side. And that's where you come across the pirate, and he goes, he's injured, he's like,
he's gonna die. So he's like, fuck it.
And he shoots this huge glass window.
Say how amazing the sea outside the window looks before
he shoots? It's just brilliant. It's so good.
Oh, so good. And he goes, time to get out of this aquarium or something like that. He says a line. That's just brilliant.
What a line. Yeah. And, I honestly completely forgot about this whole sequence, and it's some of the best video gaming you can get, really. It's just top draw. It sort of ends with Nathan eventually sort of just washing up somewhere. And
he's on a little bit of wood.
A little bit of wood.
It's like Titanic.
Yeah.
There definitely isn't enough room for two people.
What I like is that the wood made it back with him on the beach.
It did.
What I want is
unbelievable.
That he gets into a relationship. He dumps Elena and he gets into a relationship with that plank of wood.
I just got to say this, right? And I know there's a bit of suspension of disbelief and stuff, but the chances of the tides or the channels and all that stuff. Land him on the beach.
Put him on the beach.
Where Elena is. It's so remote.
I know.
I mean, more than likely, he would have just died.
But he says the line, like, how convenient, doesn't he? He says, this is convenient.
And even that he knows where she is, because it's like, has he ended up exactly like back in Yemen? I don't know. It doesn't look like Yemen.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny.
And I don't know why, but Nathan does not want to sleep. Like, surely that man must be tired. And he's like, we've got to go now.
Yeah, he never sleeps. He never sleeps.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a great section. I thought it was a great section.
And then he gets a bit, and she does go like, you're too tired. We can't go now. And he's like, I've got to save Celine. And she's like, I can't do it. Yeah. And he's been kidnapped. He's been taken. And he's in some convoy, right? And this made me laugh as well, because I watched it, obviously, till the sort of chapter 16 things comes up. I played it up until that point, and it's just before you set off, because she says they're going to airdrop supplies, so we've got to get on the plane.
Yeah.
Right. And this is what I wrote, but like, what the fuck? Surely they could have just taken enough in a Land Rover with them, you know? Yeah. You know, like a truck. Just take a truck with the convoy with all the supplies you need. You're not going like to space.
Yeah.
It's like we need an airdrop. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
There's a little bit.
What? Yeah. So we're on chapter 16.
We are.
I don't know. We might be able to finish it, you know.
Maybe. I don't know how many chapters we're on, but
there's 22.
Right. Okay. I'll see what I can do. But it made me laugh. I've got to say, I think out of all of these games so far, this is the one where I've had to suspend my disbelief the most.
A lot. Yeah. There's a lot of going into a place that no one has been for thousands of years, and then everybody discovers it when you're coming out.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like, well, that's convenient. And there's a lot. Yeah.
I think the other ones, again, there was stuff like that, but I think this is the one that has it the most. I do feel the storytelling is probably not as strong in this as the first. Although the first one was a bit. Second one, they nailed it. And there was another, by the way, did you get the Marco Polo thing again?
Yeah, the trophy. There's a trophy for that.
On the cruise liner, if you go for a swim in the pool on the cruise liner.
I got that. But there's no one to play it with this time.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yep, so that was kind of cool. I like that.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll try.
It is great, by the way. I know I'm picking up on all this crazy, stupid stuff, but it is still a really good game.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should try and get it done.
I'll see what I can do. I'll let you know if I do it.
Try and get it done.
I'll try my best. I'll try my best. But I did laugh a lot.
Cool. All right, that's us.
Shall I talk about the final thing I played? Do you know what? I might save it till next week.
You could say I'm dredging it.
Only reason being, and I'll be totally honest with you, we've got a three-part quiz off Derek. So
Jesus Christ.
Christ.
And we've got a few questions on the Discord, so I know there's quite a lot of other stuff. And we've got two emails as well, two emails.
Jesus Christ.
So what do we want to do first? The emails, the SpeakPipe quiz. We've got another SpeakPipe as well. We've got two SpeakPipes, including
the
quiz.
Let's get some emails.
Let's do that then.
Whoa, that ruled.
Well, the first email this evening is off our friend of the show, Armar. And he says, hello.
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 Hello. I believe he
says, hello, veterans.
Hello.
Okay, Daddy. Hello. He says, hello, veterans. No gaming question for me this week. Just wanted to ask about Stu's dick. It's that time of year again where you need to get on your knees, use some oil, and get that dick nice and wet with a beautiful. And the problem is, I'll be honest, I haven't done it yet because it's in, the fucking weather's been shocking. So to do it, I need a good week of sunshine, you know, where you can get it like pressure washed, scrubbed, get all the green shit off it, get it all oiled, got to dry. You've got to have 2 to 3 coats of oil on it. And it's a big process and it takes 2 or 3 days of sunshine. And we just haven't had it. It's just been raining all the time. It's like, it's awful. The weather has been shocking. So... it's got to wait till I get a few days off work and it's sunny at the same time and then I can get it done.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And he says, remember, a little oil goes a long way and you don't want a messy dick after, as it's a pain to clear up. Armor. He says, hey, P.S. Thank you. P.S. Thank you, Duke, for the guidance on Fallout games. Nice.
Yeah. So you're welcome. Nice.
Nice. Noise. The next email this evening is from Jason.
Of course.
He says, I don't want to set the world on fire, but I wish I had a vault because then I'd get up in it. Hey, yeah, veterans, please stand by. Yeah, I actually understand this one for once. Can I just say? According to Galaxy News, things aren't looking so good. End of times. Fortunately, electric mail still works because I need to warn Chinny. Please, sir, be sure to treat your property for insects. I had bought a new build home when my daughter was born. That new neighborhood had disturbed the home of thousands of scorpions. Fucking hell. These buggers were as big as the ones in Fallout. I was in the kitchen brewing coffee and I felt one crawling up the leg of my inside my pajamas. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Jesus.
I'll be like, Jesus Christ. I screamed like a baby. I think I would have done. I once saw one drop from my ceiling fan. It was an invasion. When my actual baby turned 3, we were in the kitchen and she walked into me and her mum. My tiny little girl was giggling and holding up something to show us a gigantic live scorpion.
Jesus,
we were so lucky we safely got her to drop it. Holy crap. Can you imagine if your kid came in with a scorpion? Hey, Lord, I found.
No, I would not have a kid after that.
I mean, Jesus Christ. My mum was like bad enough when 1 year when I was a kid, we found a load of frog spawn in a pond near where we live. And we used to have this old bath in the yard, like behind our house. And I put it in there, and there were thousands of tiny baby frogs everywhere for about a week.
When we went to East Timor, we had to check under our bed because there would be scorpions there sometimes. So that was not always a pleasant evening ritual, but you know, it was only for.
Anyway, he says, declare war on bugs, Mike. Kids don't know any better. And war.
Yeah, Helldivers too, baby.
War. Never changes. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, luckily in the UK, we don't have scorpions natively, so we should be fine. I mean, the worst thing you're going to get is probably a woodlouse. You know what I mean? Something like that. Snail, slug, one of those things. Maybe a butterfly, spiders. Obviously spiders, I guess, but none of them are even poisonous or anything, so... thankfully, we live in a country that doesn't have lots of poisonous insects, so all's good.
Yeah.
Wowzers. Okay, that's it for email. So thank you very much to Jason.
Thanks,
and
Jason.
Amar.
Thanks, Amar.
So what do you want to do next? Discord questions or?
Yeah, no, Discord.
Yeah, you,
Discord.
You do that then, Chini.
Discord. Hello. So my tainting brain says, so you all play a lot of games/demos. Do you keep a record of them? And how? I have been using Notion since 2017.
Yeah, you do it all, don't you?
But it became slow and unwielding, although recent updates have improved it slightly. I know there are websites to do this, but must require some sort of payment, and things are tight at the moment. So, maybe Excel? What do you reckon? Sorry, meandered through that question, struggling to get sleep. And mine's going chaotic at the moment. Well, my tasty brain, I use Notion as well. You're welcome to look at what I do. I can share it with you. So on my Notion is every game that I've played since 2019, the time I played it, what time I finished it. I've also got my backlog, what order I'm going to play my backlog in. What platforms they are on, what review score I give them, all the notes that I say on the show are written on each card of my game. So it's all very organized. So for example, when I play Uncharted, I click on Uncharted, and then I've just got a bunch of bullet points so I can scroll back and see. So if I go on games of 2023, I can see every game that I've played in 2023. And then if I go on Arcade Paradise, I can see what I said on the show about Arcade Paradise, which was started really slow. That was my first note on Arcade Paradise. So yeah, I keep a record of it. Even the Play My Game bitches that I play, I keep a record of as well. So that's what I use. So I don't. Yeah, it is a bit slow. It does get a bit slow, especially when you get a lot of information. That's what I also do to track the podcast. So what every game we've played on the podcast, I've got a record of. And when Duke said when I wasn't on the show, sorry, when Stu said when I wasn't on the show, I wonder how many times Chinny hasn't been on. I bet it's less than me. I bet it's more than me. You would be right. You would be correct. I can track that. It's only from 2019, though, not the whole thing. But yeah, you'd be right. I definitely have been the one that has skived the most. So
yeah, yes, you have.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't need a spreadsheet to know that.
So. Yeah, there's free versions of Trello that you could use, but really, I think Notion is the best. Yeah,
you can use a spreadsheet. To be fair, that would work. Yeah. You'd have to set it all up.
Yeah, Jamie at work uses a spreadsheet for the same thing, and he's really really good at making spreadsheets. He's really good at making pretty spreadsheets. You know, ones that just look nice.
Yeah, drop down menus and
coloured
squares.
Yeah,
and
he's really good at that
stuff.
So yeah, I can ask him to share me his spreadsheet and maybe send it to you if you want.
There you go.
There you are. So thank you, my tatty brain. And then Orcs. Wrote in and says, I just purchased Cyberpunk and wondering if it's worth my time. Have any of you played it? Sorry if I missed it in a podcast. Also,
I assume this is a joke.
Also, looking at Firewatch, I don't think it is, on the Switch, as I love a little lunchtime gaming session. Can any of you recommend this? There is a bit more, but we'll answer that first. You would recommend it, Stu. Obviously, you'd
I would 100%. And the Phantom Liberty DLC is amazing. Yeah. Which was incidentally my number two game of the year last year.
Yeah, we know that. We all heard it. Right, so but Firewatch, Firewatch was okay.
Everyone knows. Firewatch was all right. Now, it wasn't as good as it should have been. The ending was kind of mediocre.
No, the journey's cool.
It wanted to be deeper
than
it was.
Yeah. I agree.
Totally.
So, but for a little lunchtime gaming session, you know, Firewatch wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, it's fine. It's great voice acting, by the way.
There's better games on the Switch, by the way, but never mind. So, Pikmin. Anyway, he goes on to say, Orcs says, Chitty, more about your little baba, please. Duke, not enough sound bites. Don't shorten them for Stuart. He's actually shortened them for me.
It's not for me. I don't care.
Guard your ears!
Stu, I feel like I have not heard about your Steam Deck lately. Perhaps it's just me, though. All seriousness, all three of you continue to be a great listen. Much love.
Just for the Steam Deck, by the way, I play constantly on it, but I don't really mention it as it like on its own, because it's kind of my main games console, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think I play
and things
more
don't
on
run
that
well on there, do they?
Well, they run fine for me. Just saying.
Well, yeah, but like old games.
If you spend 20 minutes, like,
no, new
games.
Shut up.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Stop being a twat.
Games where, like, there's some hentai big boobied woman
I'm
talking
sorry,
to you.
There's nothing sexual about it, Jenny.
Elden Ring runs fine. Literally all most modern games run fine.
Elden Ring is bloody 2 years old at this
so
point.
So you can fucking stick it up your ass with your candle. That's all right. I'm saying.
Did you finish it? You know what? I was mowing the lawn today and I thought of you, Stu.
Oh,
I thought
you?
Of you. Because I was listening to another podcast that was talking about their Steam Deck. And I was like, did Stu finish Miles Morales?
Miles? Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, I talked about that. Yeah,
because they were
it.
Talking about mapping the buttons.
Yeah.
And all that. But it wasn't Miles Morales. It was a different game. And it was like, oh, you've got to remember it and all this sort of stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, did Stu finish Miles
yeah,
Morales?
Yeah, I did. Once I got my head around it, it just clicked.
Yeah.
Once you know what I mean? I played and played and then all of a sudden it clicked and then the game was over. Because it's not a long game.
Not a long game.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved the story. I loved the way it ended. I loved everything. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Well, you wait till you play the second one.
I know. I thought it was amazing. Yeah.
Very good.
Loved it.
More Baba news. So Rosa, she's now 6 months. She her latest thing is growling. She goes
nice. I like it
like that a lot. And she, I feel like in the last week or so, she's leveled up in baby. You know, like in rank. Like she's leveled up to. She loves like I think she's waving. I think.
Yeah, she probably is.
She go, hi, Baba, and she sort of just like slaps her hand like this. Right, so
like
I think
that.
She's waving. Yeah. And she some things that is very clear now is Rosa is a very, very happy baby. Loves smiling, loves.
Whenever I've seen her, she always looks happy.
Always happy. And she does cry and stuff, but like she's really good around, like, you know, we went to a wacky warehouse thing because it was a birthday party today. And she's never fazed, never bothered by noise. She was watching me mow the lawn. You know, we put the Hoover on, we go, loud noise, get ready. And she's never bothered. So she's pretty, she's never fazed or anything. She's
I like that. Chilled right. like you. She's chilled like you, Ginny.
So, and she's always smiling. She smiles a lot. So, yeah, she's very happy. Very
that's what you want. That's what you
so
want.
So there you go. More Baba news. So that's our Discord. Aww. Thank you for writing in on the Discord. If you want to write in on the Discord, there's a channel on the Discord that says questions for the show.
Thank you for being in contact.
Do you want to discuss what, before we do the speed pads, do you want to discuss what you put in the WhatsApp, Chinny?
Yeah, I can do. So basically, this has been doing the rounds this week. So the...
Putting news first.
There's a request for more sound clips. I'm just obliging people.
There's a video game coming out this year called Star Wars Outlaws. I think
it's cool.
It's looking pretty, pretty cool.
What kind of game?
But there's been some controversy because of how expensive the game is. Now, the game is multiple bundles. Obviously, you can subscribe to the Ubisoft streaming service, which is £15 a month, and you can play all the Ubisoft games that you love, like The Division.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed.
I'm playing The Division 2. That's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game. I like it.
Anyway, Far Cry of some description.
Yeah, the Avatar game that no one played.
Yeah.
So the base game...
Everyone liked that, by the way. Apparently it was really good.
So the base game for Star Wars Outlaws is... This is digital.
Yeah.
Is £60.
Which is, I mean, that's accepted now.
That's okay. That's a standard thing.
Standard.
And with that, you get a pre-order bonus where you get some skin for your speeder... And
some don't pre-order games,
bit,
people.
Whatever.
Some bullshit no one cares about.
Then you've got the gold edition, and I think this is where the problems start.
Yeah.
Because the gold edition, the next step up, which is usually ten.
Yeah, it's usually say £79 or something.
Yeah. The next step up is £95.
£95, right?
So
let me tell you. Who's buying these deluxe editions? Fuck.
Oh, no,
let me tell you.
It gets better.
Let me tell you what you get.
Does Because just simple capitalism. If people will pay $10 more for some stupid bullshit on a game they haven't played, they'll pay $30 more.
So what you get is a 3-day early pass, which is basically costing nothing, is it?
Nothing. Let you play for
the main
days
thing
early.
That you get is the Star Wars Season Pass, which includes two DLCs that will release after launch.
Great, so you can pay for a DLC you don't know if you want for a game you're
and
not
they're probably
sure going to
be, let's be honest, right? They're probably going to be shit.
Yeah.
Because we're talking Ubisoft, that they've never really done great. It's not like you're going to get a sort of 10 or 15 hour expansion here, is it? You're going to get probably two extra missions.
Couple levels, I suppose there's one called Jabba's Gambit, a mission available at launch. So what's definitely happened there is they've made the game and gone, we can cut that part of the game.
Yeah,
of course.
And sell it. And give it separately.
Because people will buy it.
And then there is another tier of the game, you'll be pleased to know, Duke, which is £115.
£115.
Which includes the base game, the early pass, the season pass with all the DLC stuff, Rogue Infiltrator bundle, including cosmetics for the
They're just skins. It's literally just skins.
The shark bundle, which includes a new cosmetic for the gun and the ship. And this is top draw. This is Stu. A digital art book.
Even then it wouldn't be worth it. Even if you gave you a hardback, cool illustrated book, it would be worth it. But I feel like it would be more worth it. This is just a nonsense.
Stop buying this shit, people. Nonsense.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think.
Don't buy this. Don't buy no pre-order games. Don't buy deluxe editions.
My only problem with it is the fact that you know that that mission is done because it's available at launch.
Definitely, yeah.
And
it's just a
cash grab. So
charging you £30 for one mission, it's ridiculous.
I feel like. I really want to play this game. I really do. It looks cool. Fantastic.
It's an open world Star Wars game. That's not happening.
Open world Star Wars game. That's
Old Republic, but not really.
Yeah,
anymore.
But I'm struggling to. I mean, obviously, I'll buy the base game if
wait
I do
six months,
buy
it'll
it.
It'll be half price. Like what the fuck?
Exactly. But then what you're paying for is to play.
Yeah, bragging rights. You get 3 days.
Bragging rights.
It's amazing, and no
it's
one
unbelievable.
Else is buying it. I'm special.
If somebody at Ubisoft wants to pay me to say the £115 version is fantastically worth it, and give me a copy of it for free,
we got a podcast. We could promo your shit.
Yeah, like I would sell out immediately for this game because it's looking great. And I don't even like Star Wars that much. It's just fucking laser swords. But what I liked about the trailer, did you watch the trailer that I sent? By the way,
I didn't. No, I tried, listeners.
I
didn't look.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I was listening to this drum and bass mix
thank
you, dude.
No one's got time for a 2-minute trailer. Anyway.
That's true, I don't.
In the trailer, you don't get hate than more sound effects thing, by the way. You don't get laser swords and you don't get force powers, really, in the trailer.
Of course not. So you're not a Jedi.
No, you're not a Jedi. You're
an outlaw.
It's a Jedi
game. You do get
laser blasters.
A little glimpse of carbonated Han Solo. Really hate it, Duke. I'm afraid. I really hate this.
Are you thinking this is going to make me do it less?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Just so long as we're clear, I don't want there to be any confusion
just checking
about how this works.
Yeah, we don't want it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a bit of news. But we don't talk about news too much. But anyway.
Not too much. Let's do speak pipe.
Stick your beef up your ass.
Yeah, stick your beef up your ass. Let's do the standard speak pipe, and then we'll do the quiz to round out the show.
Speak pipe.
Speak pipe. It's the way to leave a message
it's
for us.
One nice thing to have is a cheeseburger, but even better than that is an Ernsburger. Dave Ernsberger.
Hey guys, it's Dave Ernsberger here. I called in a few months ago or a long time.
Okay, this is a speak pipe, not a phone call. You didn't call in. You sent a speak pipe in. Get it right. Shut! Don't interrupt.
I was only going to say. I think he was a guest on one of our 150th episodes.
Back again. Okay.
Hey guys, it's Dave Ernsberger here. I called in a few months ago or a long time ago challenging you all to play Death Stranding. I'm back again. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed your conversation about Rocket League, probably for the first time in a long time.
Rocket League.
Because it seems to come up pretty regularly. But the focus you took this week on people acting out, and you know, you were sort of asking a question, who are these people that go absolutely berserk down the microphone, and do they act like that in the wider world? And it was a great discussion. I'm sure it landed with a lot of people, but I can tell you for a fact, at least from my own observations, that these are real people and they don't act like that in the wider world. Even, you know, my own son was one of these guys. He's about 5 years ago. I started hearing him shouting at people in Rocket League, and he could sound like the kind of person you're coming across, Duke. And I was horrified, man. I'm a gamer. So I started talking to him about that behavior, and we eventually, I couldn't solve it. So we got some professional advice about it. And the professional advice was, hey, you know, this is self-medicating for this generation. You know, in a world where kids don't have the interactions in person we had when we were young, where the stresses are different, for some kids, this is self-medication, and lockdown made it worse still. So it's definitely an issue. It's definitely shocking. It's horrible to see. I don't know what to do about it, but I'm definitely glad you guys talked about it.
That's very cool. I appreciate that, Dave. Yeah. And I think, you know, look, I'm addicted to Rocket League. I don't want to cast aspersions on other people without admitting my own dysfunctional behavior. You know, I probably should be reading more and exercising more and spending more time with IRL friends. But that said, you know, it's a really fun game, so I'm not beating myself up about my addiction. I think, as with all addictions, the most important thing is, and Julia Wirtz did a really good book, I'm rereading it now, called Impossible People. The subtitle is A Totally Average Recovery Story, and it's about her, like, coming to terms with her drinking. The important thing is to be honest about the good and the bad, to extend that honesty into the rest of your life, and to recognize and take stock of the way in which this addiction of yours is affecting your life and the lives of people around you. So, you know, when the Duchess makes clear that, you know, my sour attitude from Rocket League washes over other parts of our lives, I say to myself, okay, I need to put some fucking checks into this system that I'm playing so that I'm not having that impact on her, right? So I'll play a few games here and there. As soon as I have a win, I'll step away. When I feel myself getting angry, I'm like, all right, you know what? I need to play something else now, and so forth. So,
yeah, no, that's fair enough. I don't quite understand this self-medicating thing, because I don't know. I guess it depends what's going on in your real life, I suppose, but
yeah,
I don't know how yelling and swearing at people in a game medicates.
It's not that. It's nobody does heroin because they love to drool on themselves, shit their pants, and get abscessed veins. The medication.
And you can do that without taking.
You could do that. You can do that without
taking. I shit my pants.
But I think his point is that the bad stuff is the unhealthy aspect, or the unpleasant aspect of the addiction, but the thrill of victory, the will to rank again. If you think about it this way, look, if you go to school like I did in middle school and high school, and like you don't have very many friends, you get picked on a lot by the other students, and it's, you know, maybe you're struggling in some classes or you don't feel very good every day, you can come home and you know you're good at Rocket League and you can pwn some noobs and you can, you know, score some goals. Like it's a thrill, it's a fix. And I think that's the self-medication part of it.
Yeah, maybe taking your frustrations out on those people is a way that you can't do it in real life. I don't know.
Sure. And I think the danger is that then you lose sight of the fun, right? The fun you are having is controlling other people, dominating other people, making people look stupid, making them tilt. Because a lot of my students say the fun part is making people angry. And I would say that, I mean, I get that, I guess. Like, if someone's angry, then it doesn't take much to make them even more angry, right? But on the other hand, I think that's a form of fun that has to do with spreading rage and misery. And I play Rocket League in order to have fun and to spread love and to try to help other people have fun. So, you know, I start every game with, like, have fun people. And a lot of times people just shut the fuck up or no. And it's just like, okay, I know they're joking in many cases, because it's like, this person's being very positive. I'm going to respond with, like, a complete opposite. Get it? Like, it's not cute. It's not original. But I get it. But I do think that, you know, what a lot of people need, and I've seen it over and over in the game, man. I had a dude this week tell me, like, this was the most fun game of Rocket League I've played in years. Just because I started out being positive and everyone else is like, you know, yeah, there are too many angry children in this game. And I'm like, yeah, let's just have fun. So I think that's the danger, is that people lose sight of the fact that we're supposed to be having fun. And the best fun is to help other people have fun.
I like that. That's a good way to finish on that. I like it.
Thanks, Dave. Right, talking Burnsberger.
Talking of good ways to finish, let's...
I love Dave Ernsberger, by the way.
I do. He's got a great voice, by the way.
Great voice, isn't he? Just
in the middle of the show.
Just a great guy.
I don't know what he does for a living, but I feel like he should be a news presenter.
Yeah, like a radio DJ.
Yeah. Still a great voice. Right.
All right. We got a quiz, people. It's a movie quiz. Here we go. I'm going to keep score. Everybody ready? You got your movie thing getting caps on? I am totally ready.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do this shit.
Hey, veteran gamers, it's time for the quiz, as Mr. Pilch might say. It's going to be based on original soundtracks I own for movies. Yeah. I'm going to give you the original movie release year and two of the actors from the movie. And all you need to do to get the point is guess the name of the movie. And we're going to give you targets to aim for, but to ensure a cliffhanger ending, I'm not going to give you those until after the quiz has ended.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. Number one, 1975. Barry Bostwick and Susan Sarandon.
75. I don't know what Susan Sarandon was in back in 75. Was there just going to be the year and then the actors? Is that right?
That's right. Year and the two actors, the two lead actors in it.
Fucking search me, man. I have no
idea. See, I'm old, but I'm not that old. I was three. I was three when
Shinny's the one who knows all the years of everything, but I think we get before 1980 and he's lost too.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think what came out in those sorts of years that he would have a soundtrack for. Do you know what I mean? And like the only thing that I can figure out, I don't know whether she was in this, was The Graduate, but that was like
no, that wasn't Susan Sarandon.
Warren Beatty or Dustin Hoffman? I can't remember, it was Dustin Hoffman.
That was Dustin Hoffman.
He would have been listed, so it's not this.
So it's not that. What else could it be? Susan Sarandon. See, I know Thelma and Louise, but that was definitely not 1975. What else might she have been in? Is it some? Will it be some sort of disco movie or something like that? I don't know.
Was they in any musicals?
I don't know. See, I feel like whatever soundtrack is going to be, it's going to be like disco. Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's a really good shout off Darren Sim.
I think.
I mean, we haven't got it.
Yeah, she is in it. I think Darren did get it.
Yeah, I think Darren got it.
Because that's a soundtrack you own.
Yeah, it is. So we'll put that down. We didn't get it, though. We'll obviously...
Good job, Darren. Thanks for spoiling it.
Good job, Darren.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You don't need to be a sweet transvestite to know that one.
Oh, Jesus, he's giving us these clues. I didn't even... If I had said that, yeah, we would have gotten it.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, wait, I thought he was giving us the answers at the end.
That's what I thought he said, but this is another.
Oh, Derek. I mean, St. Diesel. What are you doing? All right, here we go. Next one.
Number two, 1976, Jodie Foster and Robert De Niro.
This was Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully no one tipped you off that that was Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
See, I knew that one.
Just let me know when you want to chime in. I can pause it.
Look, there was plenty of time. He was just saying number three.
No, I paused it. That's why. All right, here we go.
1980, Shelley Duvall and Robin Williams.
Is that... No, it wasn't The Romance in the Stone. Shelley Duvall.
No, not Robin Williams.
Not Robin Williams.
Shelley Duvall, Robin Williams, 1980 would be...
It wasn't Hook, was it?
No. Was it...
Do you know this?
Was it Good Morning... Was it Good Morning Vietnam?
No, that was later, and that wasn't Shelley Duvall.
Was it not?
Shelley Duvall.
I don't even think that had a female lead, didn't it?
Robbie Williams, 1980.
Shelley Duvall.
Yeah, Good Morning Vietnam is like the earliest movie I can think of him in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
He wasn't in Ordinary People, was he?
Not that I remember. I'm trying to think what a really early... Robin Williams movies.
Rocky, no, I don't know.
Mork and Mindy.
That's around the 80s, isn't it? But no.
Yeah, it was. Well, I don't think it was Shelley Duvall. I don't remember who played opposite him in the TV show.
All right, we give up. Tell us. Yeah, no.
You may have had to eat some spinach to know that was Popeye.
Oh, Popeye. Yeah, that's... Why the hell would he have the soundtrack from that?
I forget that Popeye has... There's a Popeye movie with Robbie Williams.
The video game was alright. I mean, kind of. Not great, but...
Can I just say, Darren Sims not saying he's never heard of Robin Williams. I'm just double checking that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That seems like what he's saying, which is weird. All right,
anyway,
next one.
Maybe he's really young. Maybe he's really young.
And number four, 1982, Daryl Hannah and Rutger Hauer.
Blade Runner. Isn't that Blade Runner?
He
didn't hear Robin Williams' name in the question. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you're right there, Duke. I think it is Blade Runner. Right. She plays like the weird android thing, doesn't she?
And she comes back in the new Blade Runner.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
You may have found the answer if you flipped over a turtle. That was Blade Runner.
Hey.
Yay.
Yeah, Darren Sim gave us a Robin Williams quiz ages ago. That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we got two so far. Here we go. Next one, number five.
And number five. 1983, Kim Basinger and Sean Connery.
Kim Basinger and Sean Connery? Was that a James Bond movie?
No,
that was Roger Moore by then, right?
His last movie was in the 60s.
60s, yeah. 70s, well, early 70s, maybe.
Last Bond movie, rather.
Yeah.
Do you know what Sean Connery's last Bond movie was?
Was it Never Say Never Again?
No. Well, yeah, technically, but that's not an official Bond movie.
Oh, come on, man!
Not an official Bond movie.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it?
Yeah, piss off. It was Never Say Never Again.
No, when you count the Bond movies, I don't know if there is now, like 24, Never Say Never Again is not one of them.
It's a Bond movie.
It's not an official Bond movie.
It's still a Bond movie.
It's not an official Bond movie.
I don't care what you're saying. He's still 007 in
the
correct,
movie. The correct answer is Diamonds Are.
Like anybody fucking gives a shit.
Fucking Never Say Never Again.
What was this one?
Please. Sean Connery and Daryl Hannah. I didn't even know.
Actually,
Daryl
you know
Hannah,
what?
I think, the '80s. I think Splash.
You know what? Kim Basinger is in Never Say Never Again.
Well, it must be that then. It must be.
I've
what
just
the
remembered.
Hell? What the hell's the chances of
is
that?
Kim Basinger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Basinger's in Never Say Never Again.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well it must be that then, mustn't it?
All right. Let's see.
You may have been shaken. You may have been stirred. But hey. Hopefully, you got the answer. Never what see. Never again.
Not an official Bond
what
movie.
What are the chances?
Coming up.
What are the chances?
That
I got
argument
that.
You had
I got
was
that.
So annoying, but
by you asking me a question.
Out. Yeah. All right. Here
see,
comes
I knew,
the next
I
one.
I never knew she were in it.
6 through 10, I think. Let's see.
Here we go.
Number 6, 1983. Ali Sheedy and Matthew Broderick.
Oh, dear. Well, hang on a second, though. I mean, obviously, Breakfast Club, but are there other movies that they were both in? Were they both in
know.
Pretty in Pink?
I don't think
so. Is he in Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Matthew Broderick.
He's the nerd. Oh, Matthew Broderick. No, sorry.
No, is it? Are we not talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ferris Bueller.
Well, that's what I thought straight away when you said that.
Yeah, I was thinking Breakfast Club. My bad. Yes, no. Ferris Bueller. Sure. Ally Sheedy. Is that his sister? No, he doesn't. She doesn't play her sister.
No.
No, she's Ally Sheedy's not in Ferris Bueller.
I don't know then.
Because it's not his girlfriend. And that's not his
it's
sister.
Not thing, it's not the one where he's holding up the stereo, is it? What's that called?
Where Say he anything. Holds that's up the... not that's not Matthew Broderick. That's High Fidelity.
No.
What year is it? Did we know
1983, I think he's in.
Three,
did he?
Maybe? Let's play it again.
Number 6, 1983.
Yeah.
Ali Sheedy and Matthew Broderick.
Well, no, the only early Matthew Broderick film that I know of was Ferris Bueller and then there's War Games.
No, there's one where he's trying to like fall in love with this girl and I remember the poster and he's holding up like a ghetto blaster in front of her house.
Yeah, that's
and
called
he's
Say
not
Anything.
No, it's not. It's definitely not called that. Okay. What I'm thinking of is definitely not called that, and I think it's that.
Possible that I don't know a movie like that.
But I can't think what it's called.
Pretty remarkable to have two movies where they're trying to get the girl by holding up a boombox. I mean, War Games is the thing that I heard that sounds best to me, so that would be my vote.
Okay, let's go with that. I don't think it is, though.
Okay, I don't think it is either, but let's find out.
And if you played the game, I'm sure you got the answer, War Games.
Oh snap!
Oh wow!
For the win and Duke for
oh, it's John. By the way, sorry, it's John Cusack film.
Fucking hell!
The one I was thinking of.
Fucking hell!
Darren's just
Chinny. Can you hear me? Because I said the movie Say Anything has John Cusack in it.
Oh, did you?
And Stu said, "No, that's not it." And then when Darren Sims says it, he's like, "Oh yeah, I guess it's the John Cusack movie." Like,
oh, I didn't hear you say. I just heard you say he was Say Anything, so okay, I didn't hear the John Cusack. I
need to be louder. I'm often told I'm very
quiet. Who knew? Who knew?
Duke, you're too quiet. That's the John Cusack film.
Is it?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. By the way, don't overlook the fact
I need to calm down. I'm being too loud. All right.
Did you know that Matthew Broderick killed somebody in a car crash and then fled to America before he got charged for it? Did you know
that?
That's
true.
No, I didn't know that.
That's true.
No, it's not. John Cusack?
Yes, it is. No, Matthew Broderick.
No, it's not.
100%.
It's 100% true.
Killed somebody in a car crash, fled. I think it was Wales. Fled to America before he could get charged.
Oh my God. Yeah. Driving a rented car, he crossed the wrong lane, head on with the... Oh my God. And her mother. Holy crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a fresh...
Seems to be like kind of a thing that Americans do in the UK, though, isn't it?
No recollection. He did not know why he was in the wrong lane. He was charged with causing death, faced up to 5 years of prison, but he was convicted of the lesser charge. Where's this fleeing into the US thing?
Because he went straight back to America instead of going... To the
local police station.
Well, it looks like he was charged, but then he was convicted of a thing and paid a fine. I don't know. It doesn't say anything on the Wikipedia article about him running away, going to the
US. He's not in jail for manslaughter, is he?
Well, that's a matter of the courts. That's not necessarily him.
It's a matter of
famous people don't go to prison, do they? OJ just died. Have you learned nothing from recent history?
Yeah, they don't go to prison. Right, anyway, that's not the quiz, so let's carry on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fuck Matthew Broderick. Fuck him.
Are we out of the woods? No, fuck Marky Mark. He fucking blinded a dude in a hate crime. All right, here we go.
Number 7, 1984. Sigourney Weaver and Dan Aykroyd.
Wow. It's Ghostbusters, isn't it?
Ghostbusters, yeah.
Yes, totally.
Yes. Okay. With a good soundtrack, I ain't afraid of no ghost.
And if you phoned someone, it probably said Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Did War Games have a good soundtrack? I don't remember the soundtrack in War Games being anything.
No. Wasn't it just bleeps and bloops?
Yeah. It's probably
it was made
like
by Aphex Twin.
There you go.
Number 8, 1987. Corey Haim and Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, that's got to be...
Lost Boys?
Or is it Thingy Stand By Me?
No, I don't think Kiefer Sutherland was in that.
He is. They're both in it. Yeah.
He's the sort of twatty older
bully.
Guy. Yeah, he's the bully, yeah.
Huh.
But they are in both films, I don't know whether 87. I feel like Stand By Me was earlier. I think that was earlier.
Yeah, I think it was earlier.
I think it is.
So
I think it is going to be. Yeah, I think Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
And you hopefully weren't too drained to guess The Lost Boys.
Hey, yeah, we got it well right. Done. We got six well done. What's up?
Great soundtrack, by the
You're
way.
Seeing Wild Boys, Chinny. It was not Duran
Duran. Lost Boys.
No, it was People Are Strange was the standout tune on that, the cover of the
Lost
Doors,
Boys.
Wasn't it?
Lost Boys
are calling and they're strapping me on this windmill for some reason. All right.
Number 9, 1991, Bob Hoskins and Robin Williams.
Was that Hook?
Ooh. Is this Dead Poets
Society?
It might be
Hook. Hold on. No, Robin.
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins. I knew.
Robin Williams.
They were in Hook.
Right, let's go with that.
Hold on. Let me think about it. Was Bob Hoskins in Hook, actually?
Was he?
No, actually, I don't think he was. Was he?
Yeah, the only thing I really know Bob Hoskins from is Roger Rabbit.
I can't imagine.
What was the year? What was the year? What was the
1991. I can't imagine it's Dead Poets Society, though, it's because what soundtrack would that be? That'd be a weird, that'd be a weird soundtrack, GM, wouldn't it?
Carpe, carpe.
Oh, he is in Hook. He is in Hook.
Yeah, he'll play some sort of.
He's no, he's the pirate. He's the
Shmee.
Shmee, that's it. Yes, he's
there. You go.
All right, so I got it in one.
And you hopefully didn't have to fight any alligators to know that was.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Now seven, baby, seven.
Number 10, 1992, Steve Buscemi and Harvey Keitel.
Reservoir Dogs. They're both in that.
Yeah, it must be, mustn't it?
Must be, yeah.
Stuck in the middle with you. Oh, that song's
boys,
so lovely.
Reservoir Dogs. Reservoir Dogs.
Wonder what it is I should do. That's great. He really has
another
an ear
great
for music,
soundtrack.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I can really hear that
feet.
Song right now.
And feet.
And feet sucking booze off of Salma Hayek's feet.
Yeah. He wrote that himself.
Yes, for himself. I saw that thing on Reddit, too. All right.
Fucking weirdo.
For a Mexican standoff to guess. Reservoir Dogs.
I must say, that was one of my favorite moments in Red Dead 1, was when they're having a Mexican standoff in Mexico, and one of the guys goes, well, there must be a name for this, and the other dude goes, it's called an impasse, son. And I was just like, oh, the writing, mwah, the beauty of that moment. So good. All right, here's the next one.
Number 11, 1993, Bob Peck. And Sam Neill.
Bob Peck.
Was it? Is that Jurassic Park? Is it?
I think Jurassic Park was 92.
Oh, he could be 92.
Jimmy and the Clonosaurus. Who's John? No, Peck? I don't know Bob Peck.
Bob Peck is the. He's no. It's Jurassic Park. It's Jurassic.
It
Park.
Is Jurassic Park.
Which one's John?
He's
Peck?
The hunter. He's the clever girl.
Oh,
the
I got you. Okay, fine, fair enough. Okay, yes, and that was classic soundtrack. And you know the melodophone. Version of this Jurassic Park, you've heard that, right?
Yes, okay. I have. Yes.
If anybody hasn't, go look it up. You're welcome.
And I'm sure you were clever boys and guessed Jurassic Park.
All right, that's nine.
Number 12, 1998, Stephen Dorff and Wesley Snipes.
Blade.
Blade. Definitely Blade.
Okay, there we go. Did you hear
the story of Blade 3, where there's a scene where Wesley Snipes, he didn't want to make Blade 3. He didn't want to do it. And there's a scene where he's lying on his back and the director says, right, all you got to do here is open your eyes. And he refused to do it. And then they had to CGI his eyes opening.
That's crazy. That's why do you want to do it? What's wrong with that?
Because Wesley Snipes is a fucking twat.
Apparently. He hates paying taxes. I can't resist. I got to play the Jurassic Park theme song. Whoops.
To Jurassic Park.
They do move in herds.
They do move in
herds. Wow.
They do move in
herds. Beautiful.
Right. Can I just say, by the way, just talking about the Blade soundtrack.
Yes. Blade 2 had the best soundtrack ever.
Amazing mix. You know the bit where they're in the nightclub and they're killing everybody.
Blood Fountain,
And there's a remix of New Order Confusion. It's called the Pump Panel Reconstruction Mix, and it's fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's the Blade 2 soundtrack amazing. Paired up all the rappers with the electronic artists, and there are some bangers on that, man. Most Def and Massive Attack is the best one. I versus I. All right, brilliant. There's like five more seconds on this bit.
Hopefully you had a bloody good time and guessed Blade.
Oh, yeah, we got that one already. All right, we got one more speak pipe. We got one more set of questions. We're almost done here, people. Thank you for sticking with us into hour three.
I know, yeah.
Number 13, 2000, and the actors Jack Black and John Cusack.
Well, I know that.
it's got to be High Fidelity.
High Fidelity is the one.
High Fidelity. I was going to say School of Rock and then remember.
Is this you? You're playing the new Belle Sebastian? Yeah, I like it. Well, it's shit. And he puts on Walking on Sunshine. That also had Tim Robbins in a very classic cameo with getting stomped on by the crew.
And if you hit the right note, I'm sure you answered High Fidelity. Number 14, 2003, Jack Black and Joan Cusack.
That was School of Rock, I think.
Was she in that?
Is that School of Rock?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, yeah, she plays the teacher. She plays the teacher, the headmistress in the school, who he's like sits in the car with her.
He was in it, and it's a great soundtrack, so take your word for it.
And if you didn't hit any bum notes, you surely said School of Rock.
We are nailing these.
Yeah.
Number 15, 2004, Kate Winslet and Jim Carrey.
Oh, was that Mask?
Oh, no, it's Eternal
Cameron
Sunshine
Diaz.
Of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, I love that movie. What a movie.
Yeah, everybody bloody loves that movie.
A bloody brilliant movie.
And if you could remember to answer, you hopefully said Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Number 16, 2006, Ian McKellen and Tom Hanks.
Ian McKellen and Tom Hanks.
2006, Tom.
Is that, I was going to say Philadelphia. Is that Philadelphia?
No, Philadelphia's 90s.
Yeah, it is solid enough, I think, that film.
The Castaway?
No, Castaway was 2000.
Didn't he play volleyball? Lord of the Rings? Tom Hanks was in Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah,
he was. You fools?
As Forrest Gump, I just want to get to Mordor.
One does not just go walking into Mordor.
Yeah. I like the orc.
X-Men? Is Forrest Gump X-Men?
I've got it.
What is it?
It's either Road to Perdition. No, it's not that. It's what's the other one? Green with the Green Mile. Is Ian McKellen in that?
Is Ian McKellen in that?
I don't think so. Was he playing that?
The big black guy, doesn't he play the big guy?
Well, that was Forrest Gump in
definitely not the Green Mile.
I mean, he is kind of Forrest Gumpish.
And that's definitely older than 2006.
I remember I was working at a bookstore. No, I don't know about that, because in 1997 was when the books were coming out.
This is bad because we've only got one other one wrong, I think.
We got two wrong. We were at 50% at number 4.
But
it's okay. Still, we're doing very well. We don't want to get this wrong.
No.
I don't know.
Come on, we must know this.
2006 not Tom Hanks films.
That wasn't 2006 anyway.
2006 Tom Hanks films. Let's think Tom Hanks films.
Well, there's the one where he's in the airport, but it's definitely not that.
That's the Terminal that you're thinking.
Yeah, it's definitely not the Terminal.
That's like 2010-ish, I think.
I was going to say, that's kind of around the right time, but it's definitely not that.
No. What else is he in? He's in Forrest Gump.
Toy Story 2. Forrest Gump.
Toy Story 3. 4.
I feel like this is a serious film, though, rather than a comedy or something. I feel like it's a...
What else was he in? Tom Hanks. What's he been in?
Fucking
in
loads 2000s. Of shit. I can't think of anything.
We should say Road to Perdition, because that's the one I'm least confident about.
No, I don't like it. I don't think Ian McKellen would be in a bloody gangster movie.
Yeah, but he's yeah, no, I don't think so. But he's definitely
going
not
going to kill your family.
Sir Ian.
Luke Picard.
Motherfucker, move out my way. I don't think it is Road to Perdition.
I need to see Extras again, man. Where can I watch Extras?
I don't know.
I'm watching. I should leave again. All right, we gotta say something. I'm not sitting here all night.
I don't know.
We got it wrong. That's the answer. Here we go.
Yeah, let's just go.
You would have got the answer. The Da Vinci Code.
I've never seen it. Never watched it either.
I'm watching that shit.
Never watched it.
All right, maybe one or two more.
Number 17, final one from 2009, Michelle Rodriguez, and Sigourney Weaver.
Is that one of the aliens?
Nah, well, I thought that, but it can't be, can it?
What year?
2009.
Sigourney Weaver, 2009.
It wasn't one of the Terminator films, was it?
She's not in the Terminator films. That's Sarah
O'Connor.
No,
she isn't. Oh, yeah, wrong person.
Who's the other actress?
Michelle Rodriguez, who's been in loads of stuff.
2009. True what else was she in? She was Michelle Rodriguez. She wasn't in like a fucking Fast and Furious film or something, was she?
Michelle Rodriguez was, but I don't think Sigourney Weaver.
That's what I mean. Like, was Sigourney, there wasn't any alien films. Avatar.
Yes. Yes.
Michelle's in that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well done, Ginny.
Okay,
yeah, it is.
Look at Ginny.
Well, and you'll be one feeling too blue if you didn't answer. Avatar.
Nice.
Wow,
13.
Done.
That is it for the quiz. Let's see how we did on the targets. If you got 1 to 8, you're a bit part actor.
Well,
if you got 9 to 12, you're a scene-stealing supporting actor. And if you got 13 to 17, you're a critically acclaimed starring
actor.
That's right, we are, and we just barely made it. Look at us.
We did. We should have, There's none of them where I thought, oh, yeah, we should have definitely gone.
Yeah, good quiz. It's not fun if you get them all instantly, but it's not fun if you don't get any of them. Again, it needs to be fair, and that quiz
it was a good quiz.
Good quiz, Derek. Thank you. I was worried that we were going to have rankings because that's what it's all about. You could say we only missed 4. That's fine. But to say we are show-stealing awesome people, that's, yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
All right.
Ron. It's time for some shout-outs and get the hell out of here. So
I added to the shout-out jingle. You ready?
It's time for a shout-out. Hey!
I think a big thanks in order to all of my supporters from the borders of London to the hills of Yorkshire.
Yeah, I heard that in a song recently. I was like, yeah,
bloody added music to stuff.
No.
Jesus
God.
Christ.
Do you know we got a copyright
strike? Stupid sound effects.
Got a couple I know.
From a show from friggin' ages ago.
I know.
I'm not going to get struck for that. No, they aren't listening. Max and...
It's the AI, isn't it?
The AI's going, hey, no, this is published by such and such a body. You can't play that on your show.
Why doesn't my life always work out perfectly?
Chitty, over to you. Shout out.
Shout out to Rosa.
I like
Yay,
it.
Hey, Rosa.
Why not?
She's cute.
She is very cute.
She is.
Shout out to my friend Graham, who invited me to... poker night on Friday, and
nice.
I went.
Okay.
Did you win?
Did I? Bollocks. But this was this is a proper poker night, like in a proper club, right?
Mm. All right, okay.
But this is like it's not like a casino. This is like a
legit smoky room.
It's in
with guns and stuff.
No, it's in a club, right? Where there's like pool tables and there's a bar and there's like chess boards and there's Ludo boards and there's like right at the back there's like about 10 poker tables, right?
Yes.
And I'm playing poker and I'm sitting with everybody's a stranger on this table to me, and I'm like, all right, hey, we're doing chain. And then one person said, well, it's illegal to play poker tournaments here, like at this scale, because they don't have a gambling license. And I was like, what? And I was like,
It was like a shady club.
Are we playing illegal poker right now? I was like, well, you know, like it's kind of blurred lines, but sort of, I suppose. It's like they don't have a gambling license. So I was like, so what are the rules? And I wasn't really sure what he was saying, but he was a bit of a crazy person. I think he was on a lot of cocaine, this guy.
Okay.
But anyway. And then the other guy I sat next to clocked that I like video games and would not stop talking about The Witcher. Like the TV show. And he was like, have you watched The Witcher TV show? Have you watched that? I was like, oh my God.
Jesus.
And at one point, one person on the table says, one person said, I'm here to play poker, not talk about cartoon characters. And I went, they're video games, actually. He didn't like
Well, they're actually their book characters, so excuse me.
And they're book characters.
Yeah. Anyway, so shout out to Gray, shout out to Rosa.
Yes. Rosa.
Shout out to
MC Rosa.
Yeah, there you go. Done.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Stu.
Yeah, I'll shout out Duke for continually playing sound bites that he shouldn't.
Yeah.
And not only the ones that annoy Chini, but the ones that he shouldn't play because we get a copyright strike. So
how quick I've got to press the mute button.
I know, yeah, I'll bet.
Every week, it's just a game of will Duke play something where I have to quickly.
That he should. And when you're not here, it's an absolute nightmare. You can just say he plays.
I am going to agree with Duke. I'm having a look now, and he is correct.
And also those kind of sound clips where you don't even know they're sound clips for the audio listeners. They just think we're talking. Those are the worst ones. So this could be a sound clip now.
That was
a
sound effect that totally threw me then. That did.
One of them. See that? That's
and I'll shout out little Rosa because she's very cute. Apparently, you know, we've not seen
not
her for a
shouting
little
out
bit,
Rosa.
I'm sure she's very cute.
She's cute.
There you go.
Cute.
Duke.
Yeah.
Oh, and Derek. Shout out Derek for all the work, by the way, he put in on the quiz.
Yeah, and Michael Lindberger for sending in the speak Lindberg. Pipe about Rocket
League. I love
League.
How his name's wrong.
Yeah. Right. I like Lord Sainz or whatever his name is.
Yeah, you do.
Right. Shout out Jacinta at the end of the podcast. They want me to shut up, so I'm going to have to talk fast. Yes, Rose is very cute. That's adorable. Chinny's holding her up on the screen. I will shout out Amar and Jason Gullahar for sending emails, and shout out Tyler Quick, and shout out the Duchess, and shout out my friend Pete, because he came over to see the goats with his son, and shout out Poland, because the Duchess is going there next weekend, so I'm going to be on my own. Oh, snap.
Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Milking them goats. Actually, I don't have to milk the goats. She found out that it's probably better if I don't milk the goats because then she's sort of like.
You can just sit in your pants and play video games.
Sit in my pants and play video games.
And eat greasy something.
Yes. Greasy things.
It's very strange what Eric picks like as a sound effect.
Oh, my God.
All right. Are we
right.
done?
I think we're done.
Okay, thanks for listening.
All right, show's over. No refunds. You heard the robot. Get out.
Won't you? Won't you? Won't you? Won't you? Won't you? Just switch off the television set and go and do something less boring instead. Sit at home and watch TV. Turn on smoke to me.
There you go, another week and another show.
There you go.
There you go.
Put these in my speak pipe folder. I don't know why I save all the speak pipes. There's really no reason to, but you never know.
You never know.
Could be saved.
What's up, 83
evidence.
Promotions? Oh, no, I want to sell at 158. Oh, I'll select them all. All right, are we done?
That was class, that quiz.
It was a good quiz. I like quizzes like that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
They're tough as well. They're tough. But like you say, if you get the answers, it's like tough, but only tough. Just tough enough.
Tough enough. Yeah, you don't want to miss them all. You don't even want to miss half of them.
The only name that for the episode name I got was Unfun. I think Duke said Unfun at one point, and it amused me.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like how I put something totally random. The Duchess was at the store, and there was this spice mixture called butt rub for like pork, you know, rump roast or whatever. And she sent that to me and I was like, so then when it came, I just went right into the show notes and I was like, butt rub for hot.
I put it, and then I saw it and I was like, I said to Kay, I have no idea what a reference to, but he's funny. She was laughing.
Oh yeah.
She was laughing.
Oh, it's a great title.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
Just tickled that it actually made it through.
So. I did. I just put it in. I was like, yeah, I like it. I don't know what it means, but it's definitely noticeable.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're gonna notice it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, fam.
Cool.
Have a good week.
Okay.
Duke out.
That's it. Good night.
Okay, that's enough. No more talking.